WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station voters might be deciding in a couple of years whether to give the mayor a salary.
Councilman Carl Mooney raised the idea last night as part of a broader discussion of what will be the responsibilities of the elected body when the city's population tops 100,000.
But I really do think it's an appropriate topic to discuss. I'm not saying it's something we have to do. I do believe we have to take a look and have a workshop on the future responsibilities of council members.
Mayor Nancy Berry says setting a salary should require voter approval through changing the city charter.
Since we just had a charter amendment, I think we are precluded by having one for 2 years. So that is something we can look at some point.
College Station's population is more than 97,000. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council has asked staff to respond to complaints from the Pebble Creek Homeowners Association about door-to-door salespeople. The issue was raised during last night's meeting by Councilwoman Julie Schultz.
The door-to-door salesman thing really frightens me. I don't like it. I don't like when people I don't know, especially from other towns, come in and canvass my neighborhood. Yeah,
Meanwhile, last night, a man who was soliciting in the Foxfire subdivision was arrested and booked into the Brazos County Jail after police discovered that 25-year-old Stephen Winder had an outstanding warrant for escape from Cuyahoga County, Ohio. Winder claimed to be selling cleaning supplies. According to the College Station City website, all solicitors must go to City Hall to get a permit. It will now cost more to use facilities and programs offered by the Bryan Parks and Recreation Department. Rate increases were approved at this week's City Council with no comment from the elected body. Director Gerald Lovellett says it's a reflection of increased operation costs.
The park user taking a program or renting a facility, such as a pavilion or the palace, they should pay the direct cost, should not be supported by tax dollars.
For the first time, the rate schedule reflects for-profit uses of parks and tennis courts.
Tennis court rental is something that just came up this past year, and we started getting requests for it, even though we know that people have been doing it, teaching lessons. We had no fee schedule for it, so kind of research what other communities are doing, what a going price is to come up with that fee.
You can find the new rates on our website at WTAW.com. And the proposed merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways could be great news at Easterwood Airport. Director of Aviation John Happ is excited about American getting out of bankruptcy, the potential of American Eagle expanding service locally, and the possibilities U.S. Air brings.
U.S. Air focuses on the East Coast, and that opens up a whole new territory for American and allows, a lot more connections to some of the eastern seaboard cities that they do not have connection even out of Dallas that would certainly improve their service on the whole.
Valentine's Day was the first day of another Eagle flight in and out of Easterwood. And while the fight continues over financing public schools in Texas, there is proposed legislation to reduce testing. Representative John Rainey of Bryan says initial feedback of House Bill 5 appears to be positive.
It has been pretty well accepted by the education community. I've run it past both local superintendents, and they seem to be very pleased with it. I'm sure there's other things that they would like, and I know they'll be in contact with me about it. But I think it's going to reduce some of the testing requirements and just really clean up some of the things that most people are unhappy with in public education.
Rainey also likes provisions to increase more STEM curriculum, STEM being an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. And finally, which small business do you think is the best in the Brazos Valley? The Bryan Rotary Club and Chamber of Commerce want to know. And yesterday morning, Reba Ragsdale officially opened the race for the 20th Newman 10 Business Performance Awards.
Today is a celebration, and I'm so glad you're here. 20 years ago, in 1994, the Bryan Rotary Club presented the Newman 10 Business Performance Awards to the top 10 fastest-growing businesses in Brazos County in recognition of their achievements and economic impact on our community.
Lewis Newman of Newman Printing says his family has been proud to support the event since it began and that they owe their existence to small local businesses.
It was a wonderful opportunity for me to be able to, in some small way, give back to those businesses that provided for our success and fed our families and things of that nature.
Nominations are due by March 14th. On our website at WTAW.com are links to the nomination forms. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 44 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, C&J Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Good morning, it's 6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business, for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Today, high pressure will lead to sunshine and mild weather. Highs will be anywhere from 60 to 65. There will be some passing clouds. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Cooler weather will start to move in. Lows overnight near 35. Tomorrow we'll have some sunshine. We'll find temperatures only 55 to 60, but still a decent start to the weekend. Clear tomorrow night, 35 to 40, and it's nice on Sunday. Sunny, a high around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A good night for Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball last night. And if you are an A&M athlete, you are more than likely playing in a sporting event this weekend, because I think everybody but football is. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up with sports.
So an Illinois family got the scare of their lives on Wednesday morning as drug agents swarmed their property.
What?
Laura Benson, yep, heard her dogs a-barking. She looked outside, and sure enough, at first she thought that her son had done something wrong, because, I mean, there's John Law out there. Then she says she couldn't believe her ears when she heard the drug agents report that they had found a meth lab on her property. There was a report of that anyway. So the Bensons gladly showed the officers around. They make their own maple syrup. Maple syrup.
It does make you feel good.
It does. Not quite the same as meth, but and it does rot your teeth, which is the same thing that that meth would do as well. But I guess it does. It has a kind of a sweet smell to it, and so maybe that's what it was. All I know is going on.
Wow. Were the charges dropped?
Yeah. Bosses who notice an employee's performance drop in one aspect of their job shouldn't immediately think the employee is slacking off. Boy, take this to work with you today. A study led by the University of Toronto discovered that in many cases, the employee had just shifted or refocused their efforts on a different set of tasks, which should be considered as a positive sign of adaptability.
Aha! Uh-huh.
We're going to save this. We may run this story every 3 days just so people have an excuse.
Awesome.
I heard it on the radio today. It must be true.
Scott said so.
That's right.
Posted on our website.
Yeah, good idea.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Perfect situation.
It's just I've traded in one skill set for another.
Because it's impossible to have more than one skill set.
I'm a more valuable employee in a whole different way now. That's it. Yeah, that's it. I got it.
Good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you can double your tax refund now and drive home a new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac from Sterling Auto Group for thousands less? Get $10,000 off any select new 2013 GMC Sierra truck in stock. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade. Plus TTL and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $13.89 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
6:16, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the Ides of February. Yeah. It's National Gumdrop Day. When was the last time you had a gumdrop?
Not my gumdrop buttons.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's from Shrek. Oh, Scott, I think, you know, I've referenced Shrek before. I'm going to bring you it so you can watch it.
No, I've seen Shrek. I've seen the original, but I have to say I don't remember every line
of
dialogue.
That just was one of the most, my gumdrop buttons. Everybody says
that. I just remember, no, not everybody. But anyway, yeah, Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. It's Hippo Day also.
Hey!
All right.
That's cool.
So we can all make a trip to Hutto.
You could do that.
Do you know what hippopotamus actually means?
What is it?
People from Hutto.
No, it means water horse.
Well, there you are. That would be, gosh, I don't know. That's it. They're bigger than a horse, but nonetheless.
Have you been to Hutto?
Yeah. And it's Singles Awareness Day.
Oh, what? I thought that was yesterday.
No, I guess the day after Valentine's Day. That's what they're thinking. But I don't know.
That's just silly.
Sure, birthdays.
Birthday, Zachary Gordon, 15 years old, from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh.
Amber Riley is 27. She's from Glee. Yamir Yager, Czech hockey player for the Dallas Stars. 41 years old, playing professional hockey.
Yeah.
Alex Borstin from The Family Guy is 42. Christopher McDonald, Shooter McGavin, is 58. The genius that is Matt Goering is 59.
Yes, he is a genius.
He's only 59?
And, yeah, he falls off his money.
Yeah, he does. Hurts himself badly. Yeah.
And Jane Seymour is 62 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for Saturday?
I think we got Saturday. Yeah, what you got?
Elizabeth Olsen, the younger of Mary-Kate and Ashley's sister.
I thought they were twins. They're not?
The younger sister.
Oh, okay.
24.
Oh.
I was confused too, Scott.
We're broke out in Olsons.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, yeah.
Jerome Bettis, the bus, retired Pittsburgh Steelers running back.
The Texas A&M defense still has not stopped him.
He's 41.
Yeah.
Christopher Eccleston is 49 years old. He was in Doctor Who for a while.
Yes, he's the only Northern representative doctor. All the other doctors are Southern aristocratic type people.
Oh, that's right. Now that you mention that.
He's the bald one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And he's moody.
Andy Taylor from Duran Duran is 52. John McEnroe is 54. Lisa Loring is 55. She was the original Wednesday from the Addams Family.
Oh.
Okay. Ice-T is 55. LeVar Burton and his goggles are 56.
Oh, yeah.
And
I used to have a crush on LeVar Burton.
Referenced earlier today. Yeah.
And William Catt, any ideas?
No.
The greatest American hero. You remember that?
Believe it or not, I'm falling in love. Is that right? Was that the theme song to the greatest American hero?
Yeah. I believe that is correct.
Okay, yeah.
And you ready for Sunday?
Did you mention James Ingram?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't see James Ingram.
Pretty good singer. He's 61, yeah.
Bonnie Wright from the Harry Potter movies is 22 on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Cord Overstreet, also from Glee, 24. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is 32. He's an offer.
Mm-hmm.
Paris Hilton, who cares?
Yeah.
She's a who cares. She's 32. Jason Ritter.
But wasn't she, excuse me, just said, wasn't she the first person who actually was famous for being famous? I mean,
she was the first who cares.
Yeah, she's the predecessor of this whole Kardashian thing, right? Okay, all right. So.
And along the same lines, got famous for a sex tape.
That's right. Yeah, them too.
Jason Ritter, John's son's 33. Kelly Clarkson is 37.
Hmm.
Country music former superstar, and now kind of where is he now? Brian White is 39.
Yeah, whatever happened.
He just kind of disappeared.
He did.
Billy Joel Armstrong, rehabbing, and he's the lead singer of Green Day, is 41. Denise Richards is 42. Michael Bay, 48 years old today. He's never seen an explosion he didn't love.
Uh-huh.
If there's an explosion in a movie, Michael Bay had something to do with it. His heiress, Michael Jordan, is 50. Lou Diamond Phillips is 51. Richard Karn, Al Borland from Home Improvement. He's 57. Rene Russo is 59.
Yeah.
And Larry the Cable Guy, which is not his real name, is 50 years old.
Hal Holbrook?
Oh, I've got Hal Holbrook and Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Jim Brown is 77. Hal Holbrook, 88.
Yeah, there we go. All right, that's it. 620.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Tonight, let's declare that in the wealthiest nation on earth, no one who works full-time should have to live in poverty, and raise the federal minimum wage to $9 an hour.
Now, the contradiction here lies in the fact that raising the minimum wage is well known to result in fewer, not more, jobs. So if you force hotels and restaurants and fast food places to increase the minimum wage, they're going to hire fewer.
Oh, you know, it's not that we just don't get enough of Sean Hannity, because we do, but that was yesterday's Sean Hannity, and after all, shouldn't we go ahead and play today's Sean Hannity? Okay.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
I don't know what the term is in Austrian, wheeling and dealing.
Some of you have been standing for a while, and I see a couple folks slumping down a little bit. Make sure you're drinking water. Bend your knees. Don't stand up too straight. The paralegals will be, the paralegals, making products that we sell around the world, stamped with three proud words, made in the USA.
Three proud words. Those are the less serious issues, but taking a drink of water is kind of superfluous too, isn't it? The media didn't want to focus on the substance of the speech. I mean, I wish the press had spent just 1/1,000th of the time on Rubio's water bottle as they did on Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers. Tells you where the media is.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Sean Hannity here, and you know the last thing you want to deal with is when you're running your business and you lose important computer files or not having them on hand when you need them. Well, I'm here to tell you about Mosey Pro. It's a cloud service that backs up all the important business files automatically. You set it, you forget it. No matter what happens to your hard drive, you'll never lose any of your important data, your files, your information. Now, Mosey Pro also features a free mobile app, and it lets you access your important files anytime from any iPhone, iPad, Android phone, or tablet. You have emails, spreadsheets, presentations right at your fingertips at all times. Now, I use Mosey Pro to keep my stuff safe and available to me, and you should too. It's easy to set up, it's simple to use, and it costs 80% less than other solutions. Now, get Mosey today. Now, your business files will be protected, and you'll have access whenever you need it. That's Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com. Learn how you can start protecting your files and have more access by going to Mosey, M-O-Z-Y.com.
Toyota coughs up some serious dough. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursillo. Toyota said it will pay $29 million to 29 states and American Samoa as part of a settlement related to its safety recalls. State attorneys general sued the automaker in 2010 after it recalled 14 million vehicles globally to fix unintended acceleration problems. Think you got a real Tiffany ring from Costco? Think again. The luxury jewelry company known for its little blue boxes sued Costco Wholesale, saying the warehouse chain sold engagement rings and falsely claimed were made by Tiffany. Apparently, Costco has been selling the fake rings for years. We're drinking more orange juice thanks to the flu. Last month, OJ sales rose for the first time in 2 years. Sales gains came despite a 1.8% hike in the price of orange juice at $6.25 a gallon, and all because of the flu epidemic. Look at the futures. The NASDAQ is down 2 points, the S&P 500 down a point, and the Dow Jones Industrial slipping 9 points to 13,941. Jen Ursillo, Dow Jones Money Report.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
If you drive a European car,
You don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 626. It's sponsored by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 63 and sunshiny today. We probably will have some winds out of the north at about 10 to 15, maybe picking up a little bit more in the afternoon. 34 for a low temperature tonight. 34. So maybe a freeze in the outlying areas. On Saturday, looking at sunshiny skies and 57, about 36 for a low. Sunday looks spectacular at 67 degrees. There's a 40% chance of rain on Monday, President's Day, and a high of 74 degrees. And then we'll have a high of 66 on Tuesday. So kind of ups and downs a little bit. Cool in the evenings and, again, a 40% chance of showers on President's Day on Monday. Right now, the winds are calm. Humidity is 82%, and we've got 41 degrees outside.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Is it correct English to say, my mother and me, or is it my mother and I? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $24.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With 2 dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Grammatically speaking, the sentence, try and get this done, is wrong.
Some grammarians make a case for try and, but grammatically speaking, it is kind of non sequitur. It doesn't make sense.
June Casagrande, author of the book Grammar Snobs Are Great Big Meanies.
The way we form compound verbs is we add infinitives to other verbs. I want to go to the store. You can't say I want and go to the store, because that's simply not how the language is constructed.
The sign in the supermarket that says 10 items or less is incorrect. It should be 10 items or fewer. What's the difference?
Less applies to singular things, and fewer applies to plural things. When you go in the express lane, you have 10 items or fewer. But if you have 11 items in your cart and you remove one, you do not now have one fewer item. You have one less item, because less is the word that you apply to singular things.
And a very common grammatical mistake is illustrated by the sentence,
if you have any questions, come talk to Bill or I. And using and I is technically wrong, but the reason people are making this choice is because they've been conditioned to doubt their own instincts on this subject. You would never say, thanks for spending the afternoon with I. You would never say, come talk to I. In both those cases, you would say, me.
For our free online newsletter, visit our website, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KX Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KX Mobile 10-Day Forecast. Plan hourly. Get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with KX Chief Meteorologist Jared Plushnick on the KX Weather Blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day. Only from KX HD News. Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KX HD. Join Dan Seed and Luke Simons every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports.
See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KAGS HD.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. For the second time in less than 3 years, there's an airline merger affecting Easterwood Airport. Director of Aviation John Happ hopes the American Airlines merger with U.S. Airways will be as seamless as United's buyout of Continental.
The only thing that we really noticed was the paint schemes on the airplanes. The workforce was pretty much the same. And presently here, American handles all of the ticketing for both airlines, and so I assume that that would just continue the same way it is now.
Happ also welcomed the new local manager of American Eagle, Chris Sheffield, who has prior experience at the airport. The first rate increase in a couple of years at the Bryan Parks and Recreation Department includes charging for-profit uses of parks and tennis courts. Director Gerald Lovellette says that includes those running boot camps.
We thought, well, if we put a nominal fee in, hopefully these groups will register with us so they have permission, and yet they're also helping offset any additional maintenance cost that might incur to us.
Another new provision allows the city manager to negotiate long-term agreements.
Take the Palace Theater as an example. Want to rent it for multiple uses or maybe for a week long because they want to put a play in. Well, if you look at daily rates, it becomes cost prohibited. And we had nothing in our ordinance that allowed us to negotiate. So this allows that to happen.
See the new rates on our website at WTAW.com, which were approved by the Bryan City Council at this week's meeting with no questions or comments. And as the population of College Station approaches 100,000, the city council started talking about getting a salary.
At the end of last night's meeting, Councilman Carl Mooney received support to talk about their responsibilities once the city's population reaches six digits, which is expected in the next couple of years. That includes the possibility of asking voters in 2 years whether to pay at least the mayor.
And it gives us adequate time to really investigate the issue and if we have to create another charter committee to do so.
Mooney pointed out the current mayor's schedule.
I've seen our mayor's diligence in attending events over and over and over again. It seems she's up before 10 o'clock, which, as we all know, is not her preference.
I have been up before 6.
And yes, you have.
Every day this week.
Oh, very good.
Mayor Nancy Berry says they cannot ask voters for 2 years because they had a city charter election last November. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Complaints last night about door-to-door solicitation in the Foxfire subdivision of College Station resulted in the arrest of an Ohio man. 25-year-old Stephen Winder, who claimed to be selling cleaning supplies, was arrested after officers found that he had an outstanding warrant for escape from Cuyahoga County, Ohio. The city of College Station requires a permit for door-to-door solicitation, which includes distributing handbills along with any sales. But complaints from at least one homeowners association resulted in a letter received by Councilwoman Julie Schultz.
I think we all got the letter from the Homeowners Association in Pebble Creek regarding the door-to-door sales folks. I don't know what the legalities are to it. I just know that it's a concern with a lot of people.
At last night's council meeting, city staff said they would send an email explaining the local rules. And nominations for the 20th Newman 10 Business Performance Awards are now being accepted. Newman Printing's Lewis Newman, whose family has been involved since the award's inception in 1994, says the positive performance of local businesses has been consistent, and that's what makes these awards meaningful.
We've been in business 63 years. The largest amount of bad debt our company has ever experienced is 1%. So not only do small businesses flourish and contribute to the economy, they also pay the bills, and I'm grateful for that. There's no better place in the world to be in business than Bryan College Station.
19 businesses, one from each past year, were honored with a mention, and Reba Ragsdale thanked them in closing.
What a great day, and we couldn't have had a better character list to be on the program, so please help me thank everybody.
The deadline to nominate a business is March 14th. You can get to the online nomination forms by going to our website, WTW.com. And while Texas lawmakers continue to be asked for more money to be spent on public education, State Representative John Rainey of Bryan wants administrators and teachers to tell him where to stop spending.
I think that one of the things that I'm in favor of, and I hope that the school superintendents from all over the state will tell their representatives those programs that are ineffective, those programs that cost them money and are ineffective, and that we need to take a look at those and make sure they're removed from the requirements of our school. If they're not effective and they're costing us money, we're just throwing money down the rat hole. I don't like that, and I don't know what they are. The school superintendents are going to have to let us know,
and
the school teachers are going to have to let us know.
Rainey says a House Appropriations Subcommittee has started studying how much, if any, money in the Rainy Day Fund should go towards restoring cuts made to public education 2 years ago. WTOW News Time is 6:36. It's 44 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by Health Grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Texas A&M just ended a phenomenal football season, complete with a Heisman Trophy winner and a victory in the Cotton Bowl. Now, your Bryan College Station Eagle lets you experience the 2012 season all over again with Extraordinary, Texas A&M's remarkable first season in the SEC. A 160-page hardbound book complete with stories and images from the Eagles' award-winning reporters and photographers. Order yours before March the 7th and save $10 off the retail price. Extraordinary, Texas A&M's remarkable first season in the SEC. Order yours today at aggiesports.com.
Wow, your customers and clients Texas style at the Texas Trading Post. Texas Trading Post is College Station's local online store for Texas gifts. And this ain't our first rodeo. We've supplied VIP gifts for IBM, Texas A&M, Shell Oil, British Petroleum, USA Rugby Association, and many, many more. Find your next corporate gift at txtraders.com.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure in control of our weather for today. That means sunshine, temperatures anywhere from 60 to 65. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. A cold front will come through, lows overnight near 35. We're going to be a bit cooler behind that front tomorrow. Partly sunny. Highs will be 55 to 60. Clear skies tomorrow night with a low of 35 to 40. It'll be mostly sunny and turning milder by the time we get to Sunday. Highs will be near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The ladies won in a squeaker last night. A&M's got somebody going on to TV on ESPN for football. We'll share that with you and a whole lot more coming up with sports here in about 12 minutes.
Okay, now they can concentrate. What Monday is Kentucky on TV, right?
That is correct.
Here at Reed Arena.
Big Monday. I think that's beat the hell out of breast cancer.
Okay. Kentucky, I don't know. They're number 6 or 7 or something like that, so they're high up there.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. You know, A&M really has crept up the top 20. Still hanging back a little.
They had such a tough road to hoe playing three top 10 teams in the first 2 weeks
of
the season.
Yeah, he did that to him. Yeah, he did. Yeah. But, I mean, that's where you reap your benefits, I think.
I think they're seeing the benefit of that now for sure.
Yeah.
Because they looked bad last night, and then they looked incredible.
Yeah.
And then they looked bad, and they looked incredible again.
That's all right. They won. That's all that matters.
Yes, it is.
As long as you have more than the other people do. So, This morning, of course, we're going to play one of our favorite games. I think the three of us would agree that probably our favorite.
Oh, boy, is it Yep, Yep, Nope?
No. It's Winner Pick the Prize, though.
I never heard of that game.
695-1620. 695-1620.
We've played this one other time.
All you have to do is call in and you get to pick the prize. We'll give you a prize.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we very seldom give away prizes this early in the morning.
Are you talking about our fabulous mouse pads?
Well, we could add that to them if that's what they want. But generally, we don't allow people this early to call in to take advantage of winning prizes. And so, I think it would be only fair that we do that. Hello.
What's up?
Not much. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Do you have to work on Saturdays?
No, I don't.
Well, that's good. So today is Friday. This is the last day of your work week, is it not?
That's right.
So now here we are. We're going to try to plan your weekend for you. Who is this?
This is Chris.
All right, Chris, here are your choices. I've got a pair of tickets to any of the three Texas A&M baseball games this weekend with a parking pass. And they're playing, of course, the powerful University of Chicago. Or I have...
The Flames.
Or I have a pair of tickets to the Kiwanis Pancake Day, which is Saturday.
I will take that one.
Yeah, okay, it's food. All right, Chris, what's your last name?
Cox, C-O-X.
All right, come by the radio station. We have it for you.
All right, thanks. Good deal. Thanks so much.
See you. Hey there. You have to hang on. I'm going to do this for more than one person. It's okay. 695-1620. We'll do that. Hello?
Yes, what can I win?
Well, I don't know. I think you've basically got your same choices. Actually, no, we'll throw in the mouse pad. We didn't give Chris a chance to have a mouse pad. Now, this mouse pad would normally be free, but now since we're halfway through February, it's free. So.
Oh, wow, man, that's cool because the mice in my house ran out of places to sleep.
Yeah, you know. You hate when the mice get blisters on their feet from having to run around on hardwood floors or
really?
Whatever.
All right. I'd like the baseball tickets.
Would you? Well, okay, now you have to make another choice.
Can we throw in a mouse pad for free?
Yeah,
Let's just add it to his prize.
Hey, no, I don't know about that. He didn't ask for it. Let me reach over.
Well, he said the mice were tired.
Yeah, I need a place for our mice to sleep.
Of course, yes. All right, so we've got...
Why don't you provide a cat?
Yeah.
Then we'll solve that problem
we've
entirely.
We've got Texas A&M and powerful Chicago, of Illinois of Chicago, and that's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So which tickets do you want?
Let me have the Sunday tickets.
The Sunday tickets, okay. And the first pitch on Sunday will be...
105.
Okay, who's this?
My name's Larry Thomas.
All right, Larry, come by and we got them for you.
How fun. See you later. Sunday baseball.
Yeah.
What a treat.
All right, let me see. All right, well, we'll do one more for right now. Hi there, who's this?
Hey, this is Edie Hammond.
So, Edie, do you know what we're doing here?
Yes, I do. I'm listening.
Oh, what is it? Hey, I love that concept.
That's novel.
Now, I say that, but you have to understand, we have had calls here before, people calling in saying, my friend told me that you're doing such and such. So no, it's happened before. Edie, is that right?
Yes.
And what's your last name?
Hammond.
And what do you do, Edie?
I'm a database programmer.
Oh, very good. Is that at the big school or someplace else?
At the big school.
All right. Okay, so let me see. I don't have Sunday baseball tickets, so I've got Friday or Saturday tickets or a pair of tickets to the Kiwanis Pancake Day.
Oh, definitely the baseball.
Oh, okay. Which day?
Is Saturday.
Saturday is available for you at, let me see, they're going to play
205, I believe.
205. Okay, Saturday 205.
That works.
All right, come by and we've got them for you.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. See you. That's all for now. We have more prizes, though. It's okay. And that includes a parking pass, which is kind of nice.
That is very cool. Yeah. I'm always afraid of getting a ticket if I do anything on campus.
Well, you know, they'll just put, yeah. Well, that's how they have to make money, you know. Tuition's not high enough, so they got to make money how they can. And as the late Bob Wyatt used to say when he was in charge of parking, a parking pass doesn't mean you've got a spot. It's just a hunting license.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
But anyhow. Hey, we may talk politics in a minute, and we may not. Is this the quietest NBA All-Star game in history?
Yeah, I think it really is.
This thing is sneaking into the city of Houston, and they're going to be playing that on Sunday, and I really haven't heard much about it. It's been pretty quiet. Tomorrow is an interesting anniversary. The last MASH, or Mobile Army Surgical Hospital, was decommissioned by the United States Army in 2006. Tomorrow is the anniversary. Feb 16. The MASH unit was conceived because they needed to move during World War II, because they needed to move doctors closer to where the action was, closer to the front lines. The first one, of course, was in the Korean War, and it was made famous by the film and then the TV series, MASH. Do you know who helped develop the concept of the MASH unit? Be a guy named Michael DeBakey. So, there you go.
Very interesting.
That's why you listen, so you can learn stuff like that. Let's see what else we got here. It's a gumdrop day.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, I think we mentioned that.
Yes, we did.
Does
but it's important.
Does anybody actually like to eat gumdrops?
Yes.
Oh, wow. An emphatic yes. Is there like a favorite?
Well, yeah, but you're going to laugh at me.
I don't know.
I like the licorice ones.
Well, yeah, I can see that. The thing is, licorice comes in so many forms. And here in U.S. America, we don't do that very much. But in Europe, it's a big deal. Lots of different kinds over there.
Mm. Have you ever had German licorice?
Yeah, well, you know, all that stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
the salty kind? Mm-hmm. It's like blood stuck in your teeth. That's what it tastes like. It just tastes like your mouth's full of blood, and you can't get it out of your teeth because it's stuck there because it's licorice. Oh,
God, I can't imagine not wanting to run home from school to do that every day.
I don't recommend it.
Oh, no, but there are lots of different
kinds. But there's a lot of German food I do like, just not licorice.
Okay, well, but they, again, lots of different versions of it, lots of different little shapes and colors and stuff like that.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, so, yeah, I like the, I think I like the green gumdrops, if I'm not mistaken.
See, I like the yellow gumdrops.
Okay, those are like lemony, I guess.
Yeah. What are the green ones, that kind of gross flavor that you're not really sure what it is exactly.
Where do we get gumdrops now? I mean, are they in like the Brock's Candy bulk distributing thing where
you
get
the
scoop?
And you can buy
scoop?
Bags of them.
Yeah, can you do
that?
They're harvested from gingerbread men's shirts.
Yeah, of course they are. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Is this...
Yes, it is, but we're actually talking gumdrops now.
Okay, I can hold.
That's a good answer.
It is a good answer. No, we're going to give away some more tickets next hour, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks. I can hold.
That's funny.
I probably should have given him a mouse pad just for that. But anyway, no, we'll have more prizes to give away next hour. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not in the gumdrop thing anymore. I don't know when I really was in the gumdrop thing necessarily. And the thing is, they've gotten smaller. Have you noticed that? They used to be like
Are you sure?
Of a thimble.
That
yeah.
That you didn't get older and they just look smaller?
Oh, I'm bigger and so they look smaller? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
maybe.
I think that was a shot. Yeah.
No, it wasn't a particular shot.
Do you have gumdrop input or are you just calling for tickets?
You're not going to believe this.
All right.
I'm not calling for tickets.
Okay, it's amazing.
Your first story this morning about employees shifting their focus.
Yeah.
Y'all must be about the most valuable people on the planet because you shift your focus about every 3 minutes.
Well, you're right. That's a good point. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. What a fine compliment.
Touché.
For you. Yeah. Well, I mean, and that obviously, I mean, I appreciate him bringing that up. I'll mention that to Mr. Downs. That would seem to me to make ADHD almost a real asset to have
but
in your
the question
profile.
Is, does he really want to hear us talk about the same subject for 3 hours?
See, the whole idea. Just hang around. We'll come up with something else.
That's the idea of getting three people with ADD or OCD together something all at the same time.
Right now, BMW's having its first ever BMW-certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So, hurry into the first ever BMW-certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
My ribs are often bruised. My elbows have assumed quick reflex. It seems that my pitch isn't perfect, and my musician wife keeps nudging me up or down every time I sing. It's been that way for the decades that we've been married. And so it is that I nudge gently into several landscaping scenes. They're places where I see gardeners taking their efforts off focus. I'll be back with details. I'll explain them right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Your house is the biggest piece of artwork that you'll ever own. You need to think of it as a magnificent painting, and everything you do should showcase its beauty and conceal the blemishes. You need a lovely frame for your painting, and that frame comes in the form of the landscape. The landscape's function is to complement the artwork, not to draw undue attention from it. You wouldn't choose pink polka dots for your Monet's frame. You would look for something tasteful and simple, probably elegant, perhaps natural, and that frame would be in scale with the size of the artwork. On to the specifics. Here are some ways I see gardeners getting too cute with their landscaping, taking its true purpose off course. Almost every one of us has tried one or two of these. First of all, we forget the focal point. The place you want to draw viewers' eyes will be your front door. It is to your house what Mona Lisa's eyes are to her beauty. Never forget it as you design. We use narrow beds. This is the scale thing we talked about every once in a while here. If your house is two-story and if your property is reasonably large, the beds you design need to be appropriately sized. That might mean that they're a minimum of 5 to 7 feet wide. They might even roll out to 12 or 15 feet wide around corners and at the entryway. On the other hand, if you're landscaping a one-story home on a small urban property, bed widths need to be scaled back to 3 or 4 feet wide, broadening to 6 or 7 feet at corners. This whole scale and proportion thing can be compared back to the picture frames. If you're framing a large painting that will hang behind the sofa, you'll use a wider frame than you would for an 8x10 hallway photo of the family. Straight beds. These points build on one another. We've already alluded to the fact that your beds might have varying widths, wider at the entry and corners and narrowing in between. Your goal in landscaping is to create a pleasant natural meadow into which your house magically appears. Nature works in curves, almost never in straight lines. Attempting symmetry in an asymmetric world, most houses are not mirror images one side to the other. It's usually better not to use a mirrored landscape plan, so many people do, however. Oh, and square shrubs. If God had intended for us to have square shrubs, he would have given them to us. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53.
Buzzer sounds. That is the end of the ball game, and the Aggies hold on to win it. Final score, 78-71 at Reed Arena. History in the making tonight as the Aggies now the best start in program history in conference play at 10-1.
The Ladies run their record to 20-5 overall, 10-1 in the SEC. That's the 8th straight game overall and 12th straight at home for the Ladies to move into first place with Idle, Tennessee. The 10-1 start sets a record for the best conference start by the Aggies in program history. The win also marks the 8th straight 20-win season, but it wasn't easy as A&M gave up 2 double-digit leads and ended up having to win the game from the free throw line. Here's Coach Gary Blair after the game.
The lack of communication really hurt us, but sometimes you got to give credit to the other team because they were, I think, only one of those shots were wide open. The rest of them, we were trying to get there either on the screens, but they executed and they didn't give up. So I'd just like to give Florida a lot of credit for what they did.
Junior All-American candidate Kelsey Bowen continued her hot play, collecting her 12th double-double of the season. Bowen dominated in the paint throughout the night, and the Gators had no answer. Here's Kelsey after the game, after being asked why she's playing so much better this year as compared to last.
I'm just comfortable. You know, I never sat out a year before, so it took a lot longer than I expected to knock the rust off. A lot of people don't know what that's like, and so for me, I'm just comfortable. I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and, you know, I've got all these babies that I have to lead, so I have to do it. You know, right. There's no one really for me to look to. I just do it, and I do it with my play. And so for us, we've got to keep on trucking. You know, we've got a couple of days, and we've got a big game Monday, and that's what we're focused on now.
Bowen finished the night with 31 points and 10 rebounds. Fighting Texas Aggie football on TV, not to play, however. It's an interesting show with Luke Jokel along with 12 other NFL draft picks. They'll participate in the 2013 NFL ESPN series called John Gruden's Quarterback Camp. Now, the Monday Night Football analyst and Super Bowl winning coach personally prepares detailed lesson plans for each player. Now, last year, some of the players, Andrew Luck, RG3, and Ryan Tannehill, he helped prep each of them to jump into the NFL. Series starts Thursday, April the 4th at 7:30, and it's on ESPN2. And then you can see segments of it throughout the year on SportsCenter. The Cinderella story of last year's London Summer Games, Oscar Pistorius held his head in his hands and wept openly in court yesterday as prosecutors said they would pursue a charge of premeditated murder against the Paralympic superstar. And from the press conference yesterday,
I can confirm that there has previously been incidents at the home of Mr. Oscar Pistorius.
Pistorius was formally charged at the in the magistrate's court with one count of murder after his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, a model and budding reality TV show participant, was shot and killed at Pistorius's upmarket home in the pre-dawn hours of Thursday. Prosecutor Jerry Nell said Friday in court it was premeditated murder, indicating the prosecution would file that more serious charge, upgraded from just murder. The 24th-ranked Texas A&M baseball team opens up the 2013 schedule with a three-game series against the University of Illinois Chicago Flames today. The Aggies host the Flames at 6:35, and then back tomorrow at 2:05. They'll wrap things up Sunday with a 1:05 start. A&M returns to the field following a 43-18 campaign in which they made the NCAA championships last year for the sixth consecutive season. The 10th-ranked Texas A&M softball team will step on the home diamond for the first time this year as they host the Aggie Classic today through Sunday. The Aggie Softball Complex, the host, Pittsburgh, North Carolina, and Stephen F. Austin will make the trip to College Station for the four-team 10-game tournament. The Aggies will play Pitt today at 3, and then later on today at 5:15, they'll take on USC. A rematch with the Tar Heels follows Saturday. That game is at 3 o'clock, and all the action can be heard for softball games on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In SEC sports action, Les Miles will introduce Cam Cameron as LSU's new offensive coordinator today. An LSU spokesman said Miles notified the players Cameron will be taking over as the new offensive coordinator. He was formerly the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens and was fired after the Week 14 loss to the Washington Redskins, so he saw none of the Super Bowl excitement. Matt Kuchar takes a one-shot lead over Sergio Garcia in today's second round of the Northern Trust Open in storied Riviera Country Club. Kuchar shot a 7-under 64 yesterday. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if you like to...
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station voters might be deciding in a couple of years whether to give the mayor a salary.
Councilman Carl Mooney raised the idea last night as part of a broader discussion of what will be the responsibilities of the elected body when the city's population tops 100,000.
But I really do think it's an appropriate topic to discuss. I'm not saying it's something we have to do. I do believe we have to take a look and have a workshop on the future responsibilities of council members.
Mayor Nancy Berry says setting a salary should require voter approval through changing the city charter.
Since we just had a charter amendment, I think we are precluded by having one for 2 years. So That is something we can look at some point.
College Station's population is more than 97,000. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council has asked staff to respond to complaints from the Pebble Creek Homeowners Association about door-to-door salespeople. The issue was raised during last night's meeting by Councilwoman Julie Schultz.
The door-to-door salesman thing really frightens me. I don't like it. I don't like when people I don't know, especially from other towns, come in and canvass my neighborhood. Yeah,
well, meanwhile, last night, a man who was soliciting in the Foxfire subdivision was arrested and booked into the Brazos County Jail after police discovered that 25-year-old Stephen Winder had an outstanding warrant for escape from Cuyahoga County, Ohio. Winder claimed to be selling cleaning supplies. According to the College Station City website, all solicitors must go to the city hall to get a permit. And it will now cost more to use facilities and programs offered by the Bryan Parks and Recreation Department. Rate increases were approved at this week's City Council with no comment from the elected body. Director Gerald Lovellett says it's a reflection of increased operation costs.
The park user taking a program or renting a facility, such as a pavilion or the palace, they should pay the direct cost, should not be supported by tax dollars.
For the first time, the rate schedule reflects for-profit uses of parks and tennis courts.
Tennis court rental is something that just came up this past year, and we started getting requests for it, even though we know that people have been doing it, teaching lessons. We had no fee schedule for it, so kind of research what other communities are doing, what a going price is to come up with that fee.
You can find the new rates on our website at WTAW.com. The proposed merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways could be great news at Easterwood Airport. Director of Aviation John Happ is excited about American getting out of bankruptcy, the potential of American Eagle expanding service locally, and the possibilities U.S. Air brings.
U.S. Air focuses on the East Coast, and that opens up a whole new territory for American and allows, a lot more connections to some of the eastern seaboard cities that they do not have connection even out of Dallas that would certainly improve their service on the whole.
Valentine's Day was the first day of another Eagle flight in and out of Easterwood. And while the fight continues over financing public schools in Texas, there's proposed legislation to reduce testing. Representative John Rainey of Bryan says initial feedback of House Bill 5 appears to be positive.
It has been pretty well accepted by the education community. I've run it past both local superintendents, and they seem to be very pleased with it. I'm sure there's other things that they would like, and I know they'll be in contact with me about it. But I think it's going to reduce some of the testing requirements and just really clean up some of the things that most people are unhappy with in public education.
Rainey also likes provisions to increase more STEM curriculum, STEM being an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. Which small business do you think is the best in the Brazos Valley? The Bryan Rotary Club and Chamber of Commerce want to know. Yesterday morning, Reba Ragsdale officially opened the race for the 20th Newman 10 Business Performance Awards.
Today is a celebration, and I'm so glad you are here. 20 years ago, in 1994, the Bryan Rotary Club presented the Newman 10 Business Performance Awards to the top 10 fastest growing businesses in Brazos County in recognition of their achievements and economic impact on our community.
Lewis Newman of Newman Printing says his family has been proud to support the event since it began, and they owe their existence to small local businesses.
It was a wonderful opportunity for me to be able to, in some small way, give back to those businesses that provided for our success and fed our families and things of that nature.
Nominations are due by March 14th. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find links to the nomination forms. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 45 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Bobby Reynoso, Executive Director to the Coalition for Life. Please join me in supporting Benefit 2013, Coalition for Life's annual fundraiser with keynote speaker Michelle Mauchin on Thursday, February 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo. Hear Michelle Mauchin, famous conservative talk show host, blogger, political commentator, columnist, author, Fox News contributor, and pro-life supporter. Table sponsorship is still available. To learn more, visit coalitionforlife.com or call 846-2825.
Texas A&M just ended a phenomenal football season, complete with a Heisman Trophy winner and a victory in the Cotton Bowl. Now, your Bryan College Station Eagle lets you experience the 2012 season all over again with Extraordinary, Texas A&M's remarkable first season in the SEC. A 160-page hardbound book, complete with stories and images from the Eagles' award-winning reporters and photographers. Order yours before March the 7th and save $10 off the retail price. Extraordinary, Texas A&M's remarkable first season in the SEC. Order yours at the Eagle, 1729 Briarcrest Drive.
Hey, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-292-9775-2-WAY.
Today, high pressure will lead to sunshine and mild weather. Highs will be anywhere from 60 to 65. There will be some passing clouds. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Cooler weather will start to move in. Lows overnight near 35. Tomorrow we'll have some sunshine. We'll find temperatures only 55 to 60, but still a decent start to the weekend. Clear tomorrow night, 35 to 40, and it's nice on Sunday. Sunny, a high around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie women's basketball have the fastest conference start in the program's history. We'll share that with you here in just a little bit. Also, an update on the Pistorius story from yesterday, and Aggie softball and baseball takes the home field for the first time this season. All that and more with sports at 7:50.
And we'll have prizes and gifts to give away later on this morning.
Yippee!
I don't think I've ever heard you sound that excited.
Thanks.
Like, ever.
Well, here's the reason. And Kevin, we are in the midst of celebrity. I don't know if you know that or not. Did you know that? We're in the midst of celebrity.
No.
Yeah, she didn't mention it. But yesterday, as she was at the news conference for the Newman 10 Awards, I believe that there was some mention of our compadre here in the morning.
And if I miss somebody, I apologize. But I know KBTX is here, KAGS is here, and Brian Broadcasting is here with my favorite reporter, Kat McMillan. So we appreciate all of y'all coming out.
Hey, yeah. So,
where did
so
you get that
there,
sound clip?
There. Just, yeah.
Wow.
Listen, I mean.
They're not clapping for me.
Of course they are. Listen to that.
You're taking that out of context and you're replaying it over and over.
They won't stop. They won't stop. It's amazing.
Were they standing? I bet you they were standing.
Yeah, they probably were.
She got a standing ovulation.
We're making her blush.
You are.
And if I miss somebody, I apologize, but I know KBTX is here, KAGS is here, and Brian Broadcasting is here with my favorite reporter, Kat McMillan. So we appreciate all of y'all coming out.
Almost got it right.
Almost.
Almost got it right. But anyway, that's so there you go. I just
Kat McMillan and wife.
Can we just do that as she introduces herself in the news every morning?
I would love that.
Just have the crowd behind her?
I just feel like that would do something for the sincerity and serious nature of the news on our show. I don't know if that's necessarily a good choice.
I would put it
by Ben before you make any rash decisions.
All right, well, I don't think that either Kevin or I have gotten applause that lasted that long. So I'm just
saying. If it's fake applause that you're
playing over and over, that is authentic applause. From yesterday.
Well, think about it this way. If you have to divide it by all of the different, divide it by KBTX and KMU and Bryan Broadcasting.
Yes, but you were the only one mentioned specifically by name.
That's right. You were the only one mentioned by name. I didn't hear Mike Wright's name there. I didn't hear that. They talked
they
about
say
you.
Steve Fulhard.
No, they talked about you.
It was very kind for him to say that.
So did you hear the story about this guy named Kyle Osborne, 29 years old? He's in Sutherland's Hardware Store, okay? Up in, that's a chain that's been around, and they're up in Ohio here, or Missouri. He found an envelope in the store with $1,200 in cash.
Sounds like someone was doing the envelope system. Yeah,
he found the owner inside the store. Don't know how he knew it was him, but anyway, found him inside the store, handed the owner the $1,200 in cash in the envelope.
Great googly mooglies.
The owner's reaction is, I hope it's all there.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope it's all there?
I hope you didn't lose it.
Mr. Osborne was so taken aback by the response, you know, thank you would have been nice.
Sure.
That he posted the details of what happened on his Facebook page. His post got the attention of the guys at Sutherland's, and they thought that the way that the man handled it was really
bad.
Not very nice. Yeah. So they put together a goodie bag of swag from Sutherland's and a $50 gift card to reward him for
that. That's nice.
The deal is that 29-year-old Kyle Osborne has tattoos, and he had been working at his car detailing business, and he stopped into Sutherland's to get something.
So
you know,
he was
that
he looking
needed.
Grungy.
He was looking grungy, and because he looked grungy, the guy who got the $1,200 back, his response was, I hope it's all there.
Never judge a book
Man.
By its cover.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, so Lurch's got some more money. Well, Lurch's wife has got some more money. I don't know if they waited until after John Kerry resigned from the Senate to become the new Secretary of State, but Warren Buffett and a Brazilian investment firm have gobbled up Heinz.
I read about that.
Man, it's gone now. It is now they're going to keep the Heinz name. That'll be separate from whatever this is, and it won't be called 3G Capital Ketchup or anything like that. And they're going to keep headquarters in Pittsburgh because they're a very integral part of the city of Pittsburgh, and Heinz Field is there where the teams play.
Woo-woo.
Heinz shareholders will receive $72.50 cash money for each share of common stock that they own. That's a 20% premium on the closing price of $60.50 when they made the announcement there. So Lurch has got him some money now. Well, Mom has got the money, and, you know, I guess Lurch can get at it.
He can just be the Secretary of State.
You say, yeah, that's right. I mean, he doesn't need the money, does
She's
he?
Just ran off with the secretary.
Yeah, he doesn't need the money.
No,
he doesn't need to be.
I wouldn't
doing
think
it.
So.
Hey, remember the Miss America pageant?
Mm-hmm.
It's a scholarship pageant. It's
yes.
not a beauty pageant.
It
right.
is. That's true.
That's right. It's a scholarship
Finally,
pageant.
Finally, we agree about something.
That's
Scott.
Right. Well, you know, why don't they all wear long sleeve shirts and blue jeans?
Hey.
I'm just saying. Anyway, the
is
organ.
Because I'm wearing that today.
Oh, no. Well, that's right. You are. You're wearing a. You wearing, got your. Got a Sam Houston State sweatshirt on, don't you?
No.
Oh, what is it?
It's a Zone T-shirt.
Oh, it's a Zone T-shirt. Well, excuse me
for Sports Radio
that.
1150.
There you
the
go.
Zone.
Hey, well, anyway, the Miss America pageant is actually going to be on a network you've heard of. They've signed a deal with ABC to televise the finale, and also returning to the original site of the pageant that was Atlantic City, of course.
For
yeah.
Years.
ABC picked up the pageant in 2011. Obviously, did a decent job with it. It was the most watched pageant since 2004, so they've signed a deal. You know, for a while it was on what, like the Spike Network or something, wasn't it? And they were
yeah, it
they had it
ridiculous.
In a parking lot in Reno and something. Yeah. Anyway,
so the question is: have beauty, I mean, scholarship uh-huh. programs gotten better, or has all the rest of television gotten worse? So that's why people tune in.
Well, I mean, how are you going to, I don't know, how are you going to improve a scholarship pageant? It is what it is.
I think a majority of it is if a young man wants to go online and see girls in bikinis,
yeah.
he can do that online.
That's true. It's really, it's not quite the, yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
when we were growing up, that was one of the only ways, unless you went to the beach to see.
That's right, because, you know, your dad had to sit there with your mom and he'd go, oh, she's a. Well, she seems to have real pretty eyes, you know. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah, no, her teeth, right?
Yeah,
teeth
exactly.
was number one on your list.
Yep. So it's a different deal. If you're an Eagles fan, there are a few of them out there. Since after all, they do have the album that has sold more than any in history. It'd be their greatest hits album.
Wow.
You got a copy of it, Kat?
I wish.
Kevin, you do, right? I've got two copies.
I have one on cassette.
Yeah, yeah. I got a CD.
And a CD.
Yeah.
I've got
yeah.
some Beatles anthologies, but no, I've okay. not managed to get a hand on it.
Well, ask your parents about them. They may know who they are.
No, I know who the Eagles are, you Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, there's going to be a two-part, three-hour Eagles documentary that's going to premiere this weekend on Showtime.
Ooh, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm telling you about it, because I know there are probably some folks who would. Part one of the history of the Eagles airs tonight, with part two on Saturday night. Eventually, a full movie with extras will be available on DVD and Blu-ray, but if you got Showtime, then you get to watch it for nothing tonight or over the weekend.
So. I actually saw them live once.
They played Texas A&M University one time.
Did they?
They did.
I saw them at the other school.
Did you?
At the other school's field.
They played here first.
Over the, during the Hell Freezes Over tour?
Yeah. No. It was a long time ago.
Oh, before that even.
Yeah, a long time ago. And in fact, they donated their fee back to the university at that time.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was. It was a long time ago. So, anyway, if you send a letter, now you can send it Gangnam style.
Really?
Post offices in Seoul, South Korea are set to release a series of stamps honoring Psy. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole worldwide success of his single, the stamps, will be available from February 18th to the 22nd. And by the way, so people know, that's a shopping area in Seoul that's very upscale. Where apparently people pretend to ride horses. Do we know that? Is that
I don't think that part's true.
I've heard that the allusion to that was along the lines of Rodeo Drive.
Ah, okay.
Now, I don't know that to be true.
Got it. All right. Hey, this may be the perfect gift for your college student. Weird Asian News says a Japanese company has invented a bowl with an iPad dock attached.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's perfect,
like
isn't it?
Like a soup bowl?
It's called the Anti-Loneliness Ramen Bowl.
Oh.
Perfect for eating your favorite carb and MSG-laden food while listening to music.
It implies that people who eat ramen are lonely.
I think it does, yes, as a matter. Oh, excuse me. All right.
Let me
go ahead and just extend that out, because I'm sure in any number of college campuses all over America, young men are walking up to women going, hey, would you like to come over to my place for some ramen noodles tonight? I mean, you know, it just doesn't happen. No. You eat ramen noodles in your kitchen or hunched over the counter because you've just taken it out of the boiling water and you pour it in there.
Sometimes I eat ramen noodle at work for breakfast.
Well, you do eat weird stuff for breakfast, though. But see, you're not lonely. You're surrounded by your coworkers.
And applause.
Yeah, that's right. We've always got applause available at any time. Just want to let you know that's there forever. Anyway, the Miso Soup Design Company is currently taking pre-orders for the product on its Facebook page. So, I mean, it's not even out there yet. I wonder if you could get your name written on it or something. That'd be even better.
That would be cool. You could have your own monogram, monogram lonely bowl.
Yeah. Reaffirm you that you are a person and you have a name.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if they come up with the famous bowl of that.
And that, I know. Well, and that, look. That's
a home run.
Now, you touch on something there that really could be a biggie for KFC. Because I think that you can go to Starbucks and buy an expensive, well, you can buy an expensive anything at Starbucks.
Sure.
But, I mean, you can also buy that cup, that little thermal cup, and then you take it back time and time again, you see. And Starbucks probably likes that because that way it doesn't cut into their profit margin any, because they don't have to give you that stinking cup that costs them maybe 0.75 cents with the little cardboard wrappy-wrap thing on it.
Right.
So this could be an opportunity for you to take your bowl back in to KFC and let them refill it.
You know, there's a
famous bowl.
There's another twist on that, too.
Okay.
Well, health hazards?
No, I'm thinking more along the lines of there are places here in town where you can go and they have your mug hanging.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, yep.
And
same
it's
kind of
your
thing,
mug. It's got your name on it.
Yeah.
So you could show up at KFC and they would hand you your famous bowl.
Yeah, well, they used to do that in barbershops a long time ago when you'd go in for a shave. I mean, you would have your mug up there that had your shaving lotion in it. I mean, your shaving soap in it. And yeah, that's what they would do.
Yeah, so, I'm telling you, that's a home run. We should call KFC.
The wall of honor for your famous bowl.
Yes.
Perfect.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
It's a whole new Februenni at Subway, our biggest footlong event of the year. And you can get any footlong for a song. Many regular footlongs are $5 footlongs. And we've got amazing $6 footlong specials, too. Enjoy favorites like the turkey breast as $5 footlongs. And hearty subs like the steak and cheese as $6 footlong specials.
At Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax where applicable. Exclude Supreme subs. Additional charge for extra expenses. Iron, Alaska, and Hawaii.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Good morning. It's 727. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 63 today. Winds probably out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, 34 will be the low. Then tomorrow, there's sunshine, but a high of 57 degrees. 67 degrees on Sunday, and then looks like 74 on Monday with a 40% chance of showers during the day and at night. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 12, 73% relative humidity. It's overcast, and we have 46.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200. 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
This week, AP reported how tough it is for Rhode Island residents to cope with being unemployed. Now wait, this could be important for low-information voters. I should explain, Rhode Island is a state in this country, one of the 13 original colonies. If you don't know what a colony is, never mind. Now, here's what you need to know if you are unemployed in Rhode Island. You have to check in with the unemployment call center, and you need patience. There are horror stories, like the guy who got a busy signal 67 times in a row and then got an automated message telling him that call volume was so heavy he had to try another time. Now, the good news is the average wait to get through is just an hour. If you're unemployed, what's an hour? Nothing. The bad news is Rhode Island ties Nevada for the worst unemployment rate in the country, 10.2%. Things are so bad, state labor department laid off 67 workers, including about a third of the people who staff the unemployment call center. People who file for unemployment report that it takes over a month to get a response. Now, one thing the AP story did not mention is who runs Rhode Island. Liberals. The liberal governor, Link Chafee, routinely bashes conservative ideas like cutting taxes to attract business and grow the economy. Seems old Link just can't make good things happen in Rhode Island. Sadly, people who live there have to suffer the results.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Many business experts call it a secret to getting more business in 2013, and there's a good chance you've never heard of it. It's your company's D&B business credit file, and virtually every company has one. Rest assured, not knowing what's in your Dun & Bradstreet business credit file could cost you business you deserve to win. Companies, clients, vendors, and banks often run a D&B report before deciding to work with you or not. If you don't have a file or it's inaccurate, it could cost you. To help you grow your business, Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp has a free offer. Call now for a free review of your company's D&B file. At last, you get to see what banks and businesses see when they pull your credit file. You'll also learn tips to help improve what your file says about your business. This could be the key that helps you land more business and get better credit terms and bank loans. This free offer won't last long, so hurry. Call 888-55-PROFILE. That's 888-55-PROFILE. 888-55-PROFILE.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
At AAMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AAMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by locally owned Paramount Property Analysts, providing quality real estate appraisals and consultations for more than 20 years. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the second time in less than 3 years, there's an airline merger affecting Easterwood Airport. Director of Aviation John Happ hopes the American Airlines merger with U.S. Airways will be as seamless as United's buyout of Continental.
The only thing that we really noticed was the paint schemes on the airplanes. The workforce was pretty much the same. And presently here, American handles all of the ticketing for both airlines, and so I assume that that would just continue the same way it is now.
Happ also welcomed the new local manager of American Eagle, Chris Sheffield, who has prior experience at the airport. The first rate increase in a couple of years at the Bryan Parks and Recreation Department includes charging for-profit uses of parks and tennis courts. Director Daryl Lovellett says that includes those running boot camps.
We thought, well, if we put a nominal fee in, hopefully these groups will register with us so they have permission, and yet they're also helping offset any additional maintenance cost it might incur to us.
Another new provision allows the city manager to negotiate long-term agreements.
Take the Palace Theater as an example. Want to rent it for multiple uses or maybe for a week long because they want to put a play in. Well, if you look at daily rates, it becomes cost prohibited. And we had nothing in our ordinance that allowed us to negotiate. So this allows that to happen.
See the new rates on our website at WTW.com, which were approved by the Bryan City Council at this week's meeting with no questions or comments. As the population of College Station approaches 100,000, the City Council is talking about getting a salary.
At the end of last night's meeting, Councilman Carl Mooney received support to talk about their responsibilities once the city's population reaches six digits, which is expected in the next couple of years. That includes the possibility of asking voters in 2 years whether to pay at least the mayor.
And it gives us adequate time to really investigate the issue, and if we have to create another charter committee, to do so.
Mooney pointed out the current mayor's schedule.
I've seen our mayor's diligence in attending events over and over and over again. It seems she's up before 10 o'clock, which, as we all know, is not her preference.
I have been up before 6.
And yes, you have.
Every day this week.
Oh, very good.
Mayor Nancy Berry says they cannot ask voters for 2 years because they had a city charter election last November. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Complaints last night about door-to-door solicitation in the Foxfire subdivision of College Station resulted in the arrest of an Ohio man. 25-year-old Stephen Winder, who claimed to be selling cleaning supplies, was arrested after officers found that he had an outstanding warrant for escape from Cuyahoga County, Ohio. The city of College Station requires a permit for door-to-door solicitation, which includes distributing handbills along with any sales. But complaints from at least one homeowners association resulted in Councilwoman Julie Schultz receiving a letter.
I think we all got the letter from the homeowners association in Pebble Creek regarding the door-to-door sales folks. I don't know what the legalities are to it. I just know that it's a concern with a lot of people.
At last night's council meeting, city staff said they would send an email explaining the local rules. Nominations for the 20th Newman 10 Business Performance Awards are now being accepted. Newman Printing's Lewis Newman, whose family has been involved with the awards
with the awards since the award's inception in 1994, says the positive performance of local businesses has been consistent, and that's what makes these awards meaningful.
We've been in business 63 years. The largest amount of bad debt our company has ever experienced is 1%. So not only do small businesses flourish and contribute to the economy, they also pay the bills. And I'm grateful for that. There's no better place in the world to be in business than Bryan College Station.
19 businesses, one from each past year, were honored with a mention, and Reba Ragsdale thanked them all in closing.
What a great day, and we couldn't have had a better character list to be on the program, so please help me thank everybody.
The deadline to nominate a business is March 14th. You can get to the online nomination forms by going to our website, WTAW.com. And while Texas lawmakers continue to be asked for more money to be spent on public education, State Representative John Rainey O'Brien wants administrators and teachers to tell him where to stop spending.
I think that one of the things that I'm in favor of, and I hope that the school superintendents from all over the state will tell their representatives those programs that are ineffective, those programs that cost them money and are ineffective, and that we need to take a look at those and make sure they're removed from the requirements of our school. If they're not effective and they're costing us money, we're just throwing money down the rat hole. I don't like that, and I don't know what they are. The school superintendents are going to have to let us know, and the school teachers are going to have to let us know.
Rainey says a House Appropriations Subcommittee has started studying how much, if any, money in the Rainy Day Fund should go towards restoring cuts made to public education 2 years ago. WTOW News Time is 7:37. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Hi, I'm Bobby Reynoso, Executive Director to the Coalition for Life. Please join me in supporting Benefit 2013, Coalition for Life's annual fundraiser with keynote speaker Michelle Mauchin on Thursday, February 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo. Hear Michelle Mauchin, famous conservative talk show host, blogger, political commentator, columnist, author, Fox News contributor, and pro-life supporter. Table sponsorship is still available. To learn more, visit coalitionforlife.com or call 846-2825.
Tired of leaving town to attend meetings? The Brazos County Expo is waiting to host your next event, located in the heart of the Brazos Valley and in the center of the Metropolitan Triangle. We can accommodate any size group up to a 2,500-person conference. Interested in a trade show? We can handle that too, up to 150 booths. Host your meetings right here at home at the Brazos County Expo. Let our experts help plan your next meeting. Visit BrazosCountyExpo.com. They're your meetings too. Bring it home to the Brazos County Expo.
Being retired doesn't mean you're tired of being active, so now is a good time to contact Homestead Senior Care. We're currently looking for 30 good caregivers, giving you the perfect opportunity to make a difference in someone else's life. For more information, click on homestead.com/BCS.
7:39, Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
Today, high pressure will lead to sunshine and mild weather. Highs will be anywhere from 60 to 65. There will be some passing clouds. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Cooler weather will start to move in. Lows overnight near 35. Tomorrow we'll have some sunshine. We'll find temperatures only 55 to 60, but still a decent start to the weekend. Clear tomorrow night, 35 to 40, and it's nice on Sunday. Sunny, a high around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The lack of communication really hurt us.
But not bad enough to lose. Fighting Texas Aggie basketball on a roll and then some. We'll share that with you here in just a little bit. And everything under the sun. Both softball teams starting up, A&M hockey as well, and Luke Jokel could be or is going to be on ESPN. All that and more coming up with sports in about 12 minutes.
And if I miss somebody, I apologize, but I know KBTX is here, KAGS is here.
Yeah. And Brian Broadcasting is here with my favorite reporter, Kat McMillan.
Yeah.
So we appreciate all of y'all coming out.
Yeah. So there. Got that going. Any day when you're feeling mopey, Kat?
Yeah.
Any day you're feeling mopey, just let us know and we'll play that for you.
I'll never let you know. Ever. I'm going to be saccharine.
Here we go. It's time now for Pancakes or Baseball, 695-1620, 695-1620. We have tickets to the baseball game tonight or pancake tickets.
Are we doing the all-important mouse pad? Or is that too much to ask?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. We had some mouse pads at the 50 Men Who Can Cook that we gave away, and Claire had them in a box.
Ah.
And
well, I'm going to try and fetch
Actually, they ended up in the back of Mary Mike's vehicle, so I'm not exactly sure where they are.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
It's okay. But listen, it wouldn't be the first time I gave away a prize I didn't have, okay? I'm just saying. So it's happened before. Hi there. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Who's this?
This is Jason.
Jason who?
Jason Johnston.
Jason, I've got tickets either for A&M baseball tonight or pancakes tomorrow.
Pancake.
All right. Got a pair of them. You can come by and pick them up, all right?
Sure.
Thanks. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt who?
Matt Winkler.
All right, Matt. What do you do, Matt?
I work for United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Oh, you know, really? I think somebody who works here actually did some business with your company not too long ago.
Well, yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, actually, two of us. I did as well, but that was it was back about a month and a half ago. But nonetheless, so that's good. So, Matt, would you like baseball tickets or pancakes?
I would like some baseball tickets.
Okay, it's tonight's game.
It's a wise choice.
Yep, and what's the first pitch, Kevin?
Tonight's game, I believe, is 6:35.
All right, 6:35, got tickets. You can come by. And a parking pass. Come by and pick that up. Okay, Matt?
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Yeah, 6:35 tonight, for
right.
sure.
Would you like pancakes?
Sure.
All right, who's this?
This is Dallas Ramsey.
All right, Dallas. All you got to do is show up at the Brazos Center. Tomorrow they start at 8 in the morning and they go until 1, and you could just sit there and eat yourself sick.
Oh, I'm loving it.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Talk to you later, Dallas. All right. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. You make it sound so delicious.
Oh, well, it is. You couldn't be. All right. Hang on. I got to make sure I have enough because I don't want to overpromise. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Andy Herring.
All right. How you doing, Andy?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Good. What do you do, Andy?
I'm a professor at the big school.
There you go. Now, what do you profess?
Animal science.
Oh, great. Okay, so, tomorrow you could, give a lecture on the sausage patties that come along with the pancakes, right?
Sure.
I'd rather have
baseball tickets, though.
Oh, well, you know, but I don't have... I don't have any more. But what I'll do, this is what I will do, Andy, is I will give you some tickets to the pancake supper. I'll give you the phone numbers of the people who won the tickets to baseball, and maybe you can make a deal. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. I'm kidding. All right, could you use 3 tickets?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to give you 3 tickets, all right? Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, they're available here at Crystal Park Plaza. They gave us 11 tickets for some reason, which really tells me they gave us 12 and somebody stole one.
Or probably 2 got stuck together and they gave us more than they intended to.
Something like that. Okay, so we'll put those over there. I think that's all we have for now, folks. You'll just have to keep listening for the sheer entertainment value of the program rather than...
Oh, that's...
We need to repeat this because this was important enough. And again, we may be repeating this every 2 days for the next month. Bosses who notice an employee's performance drop in one aspect of the job shouldn't immediately think that the employee is actually slacking off. A study led by a University of Toronto professor, and we probably ought to find out who he is, because slackers everywhere would raise them upon their shoulders and march him down Bloor Street. And anyway,
we should call him up and ask him to say house and about.
Something about that, yeah, sure. So anyway, he's at the University of Toronto. Discovered that in many cases, now see, he says many, so not at all, but in many cases, an employee has just shifted and refocused their efforts on another different set of tasks, which then ultimately should be a positive sign of their ability to adapt, which again, we have now extrapolated from that the idea that that would make you a more valuable employee, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I would think so. Okay.
You said extrapolated. That's a big word.
That is a big word. It's a math word, pretty much. All right. I'm not going to go find this song. When I saw this story, I thought, you know, I think I'll go find this song. This is the story of a song, a lady who has this song stuck in her head. The song is "How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?"
Oh, give me a minute, I'll get it.
No, I know. I'm saying I don't. No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, then.
I got it.
It has been stuck in this woman's head for the past 3 years.
Oh.
Yep. Welcome to Susan Root's waking nightmare. The 63-year-old custodian recently told the British press that she developed an extremely rare form of tinnitus that causes her to hear songs in her head on an endless loop, even when none are playing in the background. She says Patti Page's rendition of the childhood classic is the song that she hears most often.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Oh, good. It's got that little annoying yap. That's perfect.
I think it's actually a squeak toy.
Uh-huh.
How much is
Well, you said Patti Page.
That's the one.
I do hope that dog is
I'm just going to keep playing it like you play applause.
Cool. I thank you. That's great. But some other tunes are God Save the Queen, Happy Birthday, and Old Anxine also. So
which version of God Save the Queen?
You know, I got no idea. The medical term for her condition is, in fact, a musical hallucination. There's a name for this. Musical hallucination.
Are you? I've had. I mean, don't. Doesn't everybody get songs stuck in their head?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
I've had them stuck in for like 3 weeks
We're talking 3 years here.
She just needs to hear some.
Are you calling for pancakes, or do you have something else for us?
No, I was just going to tell y'all.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I'm a 67-year-old guy that exercises in the morning, and your stuff works really good for my exercise program. If you played music, I think I probably would hurt myself. Y'all don't change.
Thank you. I appreciate it. See, we are out there providing a service for people, and we didn't even know it. Hello.
Yeah, to put with the professor, the study that he did in simple terms for us uneducated folks, people will work harder not to work, and they should be rewarded for that.
Are you ready to take the guesswork out of battery shopping? Interstate All Battery Center is your one-stop shop for portable power. Don't waste time going from an electronics store for your laptop to an auto parts store for your truck. Instead, stop by Interstate All Battery Center to find exactly what you need to power everything from your cameras, cell phones, and MP3 players to cordless tools, flashlights, and toys. Bring in your device, and our experts will get it running. And for automotive, we're America's number one replacement battery. Interstate All Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Social movements can be powerful forces within a community. They pull like-minded people together and channel a group's energy toward a common purpose. Now, I bet you think the most important person to getting such a movement underway would be the leader, right? Well, not necessarily. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Leaders play a vital role in starting a movement, to be sure. They're visionaries. They think big and see beyond what is to all that could be. But a leader standing tall and strong all alone doesn't constitute a movement. It takes followers. In fact, according to one study of the subject, the most crucial element to getting a movement rolling is not the leader, it's the first person to follow. Flash mob videos circulating the internet drive this point home. They usually start with one person bursting out in song or dance in a public setting. Out there all alone, the person looks odd and out of place. But then one person joins in. Before long, a third person, then more. And in a short period of time, what was once a lone singer or dancer becomes dozens. You don't have to start a movement to change your community. Just join one. Find an organization already affecting change where you live, and then get on board. It may take a leader to create a group's vision, but it takes followers to bring those ideas to life. You'll find encouragement to make every day count at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-921-8040. That's 1-800-921-8040.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com. 18 years ago, Wilton's Office Works opened its doors in a modest building on Villa Maria in Bryan. Hi, I'm Locke Pascal, interior designer at Wilton's Office Works. And at that time, Stan and Marlo Wilton and I could only dream of growing our business and becoming a vibrant part of the Bryan College Station community. Now, 18 years later, Wilton's Office Works building is more than 5 times larger, and we have more than 10 times the employees. And now Wilton's is growing again. Over the next few weeks, Wilton's will be undergoing design changes that will enable us to continue to service the Aggieland community for many years to come. Your support as customers and as friends has allowed Wilton's to become this area's leading business for office furniture and office supplies. I'd like to invite you to stop in and visit us as we celebrate our improvements. Don't mind the mess. Wilton's Office Works is open and doing outstanding business as usual. You'll find Wilton's Office Works 25,000 square foot showroom on the East Bypass between University Drive and Briarcrest or online at wiltons.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52.
As the buzzer sounds, that is the end of the ball game, and the Aggies hold on to win it. Final score, 78-71 at Reed Arena. History in the making tonight as the Aggies now the best start in program history in conference play at 10-1.
And in women's basketball, who are now 20-5 and 10-1 in the SEC, won their 8th straight game overall, 12th straight home win, and moved into first place tie with the Idle Tennessee team. The 10-1 start sets a record for the best conference start by the Aggies in program history. The win also marks the 8th straight 20-win season for the Aggs. But it still wasn't an easy win. A&M gave up 2 double-digit leads and ended up having to win it from the free throw line. Here's Coach Gary Blair after the game in the press conference.
The lack of communication really hurt us. But sometimes you got to give credit to the other team because they were, I think only one of those shots were wide open. The rest of them we were trying to get there either on the screens, but they executed and they didn't give up. So I'd just like to give Florida a lot of credit for what they did.
Junior All-American candidate Kelsey Bone continued her hot play, collecting a 12th double-double. Bone dominated in the paint throughout the night, and the Gators had no answer. Here's Kelsey Bone in the postgame show after asked why she was playing so much better this year.
I'm just comfortable. You know, I never sat out a year before, so it took a lot longer than I expected to knock the rust off. A lot of people don't know what that's like, and so for me, I'm just comfortable. I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and, you know, I've got all these babies that I have to lead, so I have to do it. You know, right. There's no one really for me to look to. I just do it, and I do it with my play, and so for us, we've got to keep on trucking. You know, we've got a couple days, and we've got a big game Monday, and that's what we're focused on now.
Bone finished with 31 points and 10 rebounds, and they'll take on Kentucky on Monday in a very, very big game. For Big Monday, it's also Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer Day. Find out more with our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone, and carry the game live. Texas A&M's Luke Jokel, along with 12 other NFL draft prospects, will participate in the 2013 ESPN series John Gruden's Quarterback Camp. The Monday Night Football analyst and Super Bowl winning coach personally prepares detailed lesson plans for each and every player. Last year, Gruden mentored Andrew Luck, RG3, and Ryan Tannehill. He helps prep each one of them for the jump to the NFL. Series starts April the 4th, and it's on ESPN2. You can see the rest of them on SportsCenter. The Cinderella story of last year's London Summer Games, Oscar Pistorius held his head in his hands and wept openly in court Friday as prosecutors said they would pursue a charge of premeditated murder against the Paralympic superstar. From the press conference yesterday,
I can confirm that there has previously been
incidents at the home of Mr. Oscar Pistorius.
Pistorius was formally charged at the magistrate's court with one count of murder after his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, a model and budding reality TV show participant, was shot and killed at Pistorius's upmarket home in the pre-dawn hours of Thursday. Prosecutor Jerry Nell said Friday in court the premeditated murder, indicating a prosecution would file that a more serious charge be upgraded from murder to premeditated murder. The 24th-ranked Texas A&M baseball team opens up their 2013 schedule with a three-game homestand against the University of Illinois Chicago Flames today. The Aggies host the Flames at 6:35 tonight, then 2:05 tomorrow and 1:05 on Sunday. A&M returns to the field following the 43-18 campaign in which they made it to the NCAA tournament for the sixth consecutive season. The 10th-ranked A&M softball team will step up their homestand for the first time in the Aggie Classic. That is today through Sunday at the Aggie Softball Complex. Pittsburgh, North Carolina, and Stephen F. Austin will make the trip to College Station for the 4-team 10-game tournament. The Aggies will play Pitt at 3 on Friday, followed by a game against USC, UNC, at 5:15 on Saturday. The Aggs play the Tar Heels with a rematch then at 3 o'clock the next day, and the tournament goes on through until they face SFA Sunday at 12:15. In SEC football action, Les Miles will introduce Cam Cameron as LSU's new offensive coordinator. An LSU spokesman said Miles had notified the players and team, and he'll be taking over as the offensive coordinator. The 52-year-old Cameron comes to LSU after serving as the Baltimore Ravens offensive coordinator from 2008 to 2012. He was fired by Ravens coach John Harbaugh this past season after Week 14 when they lost to the Washington Redskins and missed out on the club's Super Bowl run. In the PGA, Matt Kuchar takes a one-shot lead over Sergio Garcia in today's second round of the Northern Trust Open at storied Riviera Country Club. Kuchar shot a 7-under 64 yesterday. And finally, Boston Red Sox president Larry Lucchino says that he thinks the team's sellout streak at Fenway will end in April. After 793 games, it could be snapped possibly as early as the second game of the season. He blames it on the team's play. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. College Station voters might be deciding in a couple of years whether to give the mayor a salary.
Councilman Carl Mooney raised the idea last night as part of a broader discussion of what will be the responsibilities of the elected body when the city's population tops 100,000.
But I really do think it's an appropriate topic to discuss. I'm not saying it's something we have to do. I do believe we have to take a look and have a workshop on the future responsibilities of council members.
Mayor Nancy Berry says setting a salary should require voter approval through changing the city charter.
Since we just had a charter amendment, I think we are precluded by having one for 2 years. So that is something we can look at some point.
College Station's population is more than 97,000. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council has asked staff to respond to complaints from the Pebble Creek Homeowners Association about door-to-door salespeople. The issue was raised during last night's meeting by Councilwoman Julie Schultz.
The door-to-door salesman thing really frightens me. I don't like it. I don't like when people I don't know, especially from other towns, come in and canvass my neighborhood. Yeah,
well, meanwhile, last night, a man who was soliciting in the Foxfire subdivision was arrested and booked into the Brazos County Jail after police discovered that 25-year-old Stephen Winder had an outstanding warrant for escape from Cuyahoga County, Ohio. Winder claimed to be selling cleaning supplies. According to the College Station City website, all solicitors must go to the City Hall to get a permit. It will now cost more to use facilities and programs offered by the Bryan Parks and Recreation Department. Rate increases were approved at this week's City Council with no comment from the elected body. Director Daryl Lovellett says it's a reflection of increased operation costs.
The park user taking a program or renting a facility, such as a pavilion or the palace, they should pay the direct cost, should not be supported by tax dollars.
For the first time, the rate schedule reflects for-profit uses of parks and tennis courts.
Tennis court rental is something that just came up this past year, and we started getting requests for it, even though we know that people have been doing it, teaching lessons. We had no fee schedule for it, so kind of research what other communities are doing, what going price is, to come up with that fee.
You can find the new rates on our website at WTAW.com. And the proposed merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways could be great news at Easterwood Airport. Director of Aviation John Happ is excited about American getting out of bankruptcy, the potential of American Eagle expanding service locally, and the possibilities U.S. Air brings.
U.S. Air focuses on the East Coast, and that opens up a whole new territory for American and allows, a lot more connections to some of the eastern seaboard cities that they do not have connection even out of Dallas that would certainly improve their service on the whole.
Valentine's Day was the first day of another Eagle flight in and out of Easterwood. And while the fight continues over financing public schools in Texas, there is proposed legislation to reduce testing. Representative John Rainey O'Brien says initial feedback of House Bill 5 appears to be positive.
It has been pretty well accepted by the education community. I've run it past both local superintendents, and they seem to be very pleased with it. I'm sure there's other things that they would like, and I know they'll be in contact with me about it. But I think it's going to reduce some of the testing requirements and just really clean up some of the things that most people are unhappy with in public education.
Rainey also likes provisions to increase more STEM curriculum, STEM being an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. And which small business do you think is the best in the Brazos Valley? The Bryan Rotary Club and Chamber of Commerce want to know. And yesterday morning, Reba Ragsdale officially opened the race for the 20th Newman 10 Business Performance Awards.
Today is a celebration, and I'm so glad you are here. 20 years ago, in 1994, the Bryan Rotary Club presented the Newman 10 Business Performance Awards to the top 10 fastest-growing businesses in Brazos County, in recognition of their achievements and economic impact on our community.
Lewis Newman of Newman Printing says his family has been proud to support the event since it began, and they owe their existence to small local businesses.
It was a wonderful opportunity for me to be able to, in some small way, give back to those businesses that provided for our success and fed our families and things of that nature.
Nominations are due by March 14th. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find links to the nomination forms. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merrymaids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merrymaids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merrymaids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merrymaids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merrymaids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merrymaids, relax. It's done.
Hey, I appreciate you doing a testimonial for us.
You guys changed my life.
Well, thanks.
I'm on the radio?
Yep.
I'm on the air?
Yep.
And nobody knows it's me, right? Because I'm a very private person.
That's why we gave you a wig and blurred your face.
Oh, and did you disguise my voice?
Uh-huh.
Good. Ask away.
And what kind of job did you find at AggieLandHelpWanted.com?
Oh, a retail job. I posted a resume in minutes. It was free, super easy.
Thank you, Bunny Grosky. We appreciate your help.
Oh, you just said my name.
There's a delay. We can edit it out.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure in control of our weather for today. That means sunshine, temperatures anywhere from 60 to 65. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. A cold front will come through. Lows overnight near 35. We're going to be a bit cooler behind that front tomorrow. Partly sunny. Highs will be 55 to 60. Clear skies tomorrow night with a low of 35 to 40. It'll be mostly sunny and turning milder by the time we get to Sunday. Highs will be near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:12. Let's go to Austin. State Representative from District 12, Kyle Cassell, joins us. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Brazos Valley.
Yeah, we're keeping you in Austin now, huh? Last two weeks you've been back in town, but not so this week, huh?
Yeah, you know, as we progress, it gets a little more fun, and we've got a lot more work to do. So that's the good news, but I will be back in town this afternoon to see the family, and I'm looking forward to it.
Talk to me a little bit about what kind of committee chores you've been doing this week. Obviously, you're rolling up your sleeves and kind of getting into those sorts of things. What's in front of your committees that looks like you'll be handling in the next few weeks?
Well, that's a good question. We finally obviously got our committee assignments. We have not met, and that starts Tuesday with a joint meeting with Environmental Regs and the Energy Committee, and then Wednesday will be the first meeting of the Agriculture Committee. So I met with Chairman Harless and got an idea where we're going to head with Environmental Regs and, you know, kind of her outlook on things, and met with a lot of folks over here. They're concerned about the environmental regulation legislation that's coming up. And then Chairman King and I, the rural caucus started up, and I can tell you that was an interesting day being a rural candidate. There was not as many rural candidates signed up for the rural caucus as there once was.
Well, that was the next thing I was going to ask you about. I'm glad to have you bring that up, because I was reading of the 181 members of the Texas House and Senate, all but about 30 have some sort of a metropolitan area in their district. And that concerns me a little bit for rural Texans. Obviously, you don't have as much political capital as somebody who's an inner city member of the House. But what kind of things did you discuss in that rural caucus?
Well, we basically elected officers at that point in time, and Representative Doc Anderson out of Waco will be the chair of the rural caucus. I was named a vice chair, and Representative Lozano was named the secretary. So Doc will call a meeting here soon, and we will head down the path to make sure we help our colleagues in urban areas understand how important rural Texas is. I mean, with agriculture, water, and oil, it's a big part of this state.
District 12 State Representative Kyle Cassell with us from Austin this morning. How often do you anticipate that caucus will meet?
Depending on how tough it is to help make our colleagues understand, we may have to meet more often than not.
Well, you know, whatever it takes to spread the word, right?
Yes, indeed. But, you know, like my favorite saying is, if you eat, you're involved in agriculture. And, you know, it's good to help everybody understand all their constituents are involved in agriculture. And agriculture in rural Texas' job is to make sure folks understand where their food comes from.
Sure. Let's kind of delve a little bit into ruling from Judge Dietz last week, where the structure for funding schools in Texas was ruled unconstitutional. That wasn't a surprise, and we touched on it a little bit. But what concerned me is that really some of the leadership in the Republican Party didn't seem to want to move too fast to even restore any of those dollars. And how do you answer to your multiple superintendents that you have to talk to if your leadership is not really on board right now?
Well, I would interpret it different. Our leadership is on board and wanting to restore funds, but we don't want to act too quick before we get these appeals and the cases finally solved. We don't want to make a decision that becomes unconstitutional after the appeals and the final decision. So we're trying to be very cautious and make sure we do what's right for the students and youth of Texas.
Of course, if they appeal to the Supreme Court, it's going to be at least 2014 before it's on their docket. Then the ruling would have to be made. Is there any discussion in the halls in Austin that they make an emergency appeal to the Texas Supreme Court?
You know, that is a discussion. And, you know, we obviously, you and I visited about it earlier yesterday about the calendar bill HB 10 that we did to help with Medicaid yesterday. So I know that Chairman Hunter and Chairman Pitts are visiting, and I'm looking forward to them bringing something to the floor soon.
And I guess that there are going to be three bills, I guess, that are going to address what are called supplementals. It's not the whole budget, but it's to fill some things out. And your supplements are, what, about $4.5 billion for health care?
Right.
And then the public education is $2 billion and some
correct.
Other stuff.
And we will vote on that $4.5 billion on Thursday the 21st.
Okay. What else is on the agenda for you next week?
Well, I'll tell you what was fun yesterday, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I had the gavel yesterday, so that was I was speaker for the day.
Wait a minute. Have we got video of that someplace? place?
I hope so.
All right.
It was fun. It's what an incredible view. And when HB 10 hit the floor, though, magically the speaker appeared and he tapped me on the shoulder and goes, "Mr. Cassell, I've got this." And I said, "Glad to see you returned, Mr. Speaker."
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Kyle Cassell represents District 12. We visit with him on Fridays. The entire interview is archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you next week, Kyle.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. It's 8:17, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Jay Sokol's here this morning. I don't care about anything from the city. How was the concert?
The concert was fantastic, actually.
How did you get a pass that you didn't have to be at the council meeting?
Well, I had to weigh...
did you have to get note from each member of council signed that you couldn't
be there? I had to weigh the opinions of the city manager versus the opinions of my wonderful wife.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you know how that ended up.
Yeah, sure. That's probably right.
No, okay. Great concert, though.
Yeah, okay, very good. We have a guest.
We do have a guest. James Benham, Councilman James Benham. He's place six on your roster, but place one in your hearts.
There you go. All right. Good morning, James. How are you?
Outstanding.
Good. Thanks for joining us again. Did you miss the concert? Are you a fan of Lyle Lovett
I actually am a fan of all country music, but last night was an important night to be at City Hall.
It was. I certainly understand that. I want to go back first before we talk about last night's council meeting. We haven't gotten a chance to talk to you since your first retreat. Kind of like to get what your thoughts were, what came out for you.
Yeah, it was certainly exciting for us to be able to review our vision for the next year in the city government, to go over the objectives that we have as a city council and to really get a chance to talk about that. And certainly we got some business done as well, as you saw. We decided on a design on the new Lit Creek Nature Center, and we got to really do some good talking about our vision for the next year. I personally was able to work with council to get the gigabit broadband initiative put on our strategic objectives for the year as well, so I was happy to see that happen. And we had some excellent discussion and of course got some business transacted as well.
It appears that things are getting better, that there's going to be a little bit more money in the coffers after the city has been through some difficult times, and I'm sure that you discussed maybe being able to restore some things. Are there some initiatives that you have for restoration?
Yeah, you know, one of the big areas of concern, both for a couple other council members and myself, is code enforcement and proactive code enforcement in the city. In a town like ours, where you have a very high percentage of student rentals and different things that go on, and it's not just rentals, but in general in a city, if you're going to have rules, you need to enforce them. And we've cut back on code enforcement pretty significantly from a staffing perspective. So that was definitely one thing we talked about, was how we maintain the quality of enforcement and really revert back to a proactive code enforcement. With our budget cuts, we had to really move to a reactive system where we depend on people to report in issues. And what that can mean is that it's not just about neighbors complaining against neighbors or neighbors complaining about students.
We called it "narc out your neighbor" before you came on council. That's what we called it. Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah, it's not just about that. It's about potholes in the road. It's about signs missing. It's about all kinds of things going on, as you know. And so we really been looking at some different things. At the TML conference we went to, I got to listen to a presentation from Farmers Branch about some really excellent methods. And, of course, they talked about some technology they were using, which, of course, you can imagine excited me to hear about technology that was helping them be much more proactive in the way that they went out and watched out for the quality of their city and the quality of their neighborhoods. And so that was definitely another topic. If you want to talk about restoration of services, that's one of those areas that we really want to make sure we maintain our city. I brought up and talked about some sidewalk issues. There are definitely some sidewalks connecting neighborhoods to new schools that I'd like to see constructed, and that some other members of council would also like to see constructed. And so we definitely discussed how we make sure we connect up all these new schools and these new neighborhoods so that children can walk safely to school in the morning. I can't think of many more important things that we can do than make sure that our kids are safe walking to school. So I think you'll see us take a very hard look at the prioritization system we use for where sidewalks go in, at the funding mechanisms used on sidewalks, and again, on the back on code enforcement, compliance, and really protecting the integrity of our city and the integrity of our neighborhoods, making sure that we have a much more proactive system And it's at no fault of our staff. You know, when you cut back on budget, you cut back on staff, then you have to change your strategy. And I'm sure you saw the sales tax receipt report, and you saw some positive trends there that hopefully will be able to restore some of those services.
James Benham joined us this morning from College Station City Council. Let's move forward to the school, the former school, Conference Center. You voted to sell that. What do you think the future is, at least as one member of council?
Sure. It was a unanimous decision, and I was pleased to see that council was able to agree on a path forward. Like many decisions in my own business, this was a purely financial decision. When you look at having to spend $1.5 to $2 million for remediation of the property and to repair it, it's a difficult pill to swallow when there's a lot of demands on the city budget at this time. We have obviously a couple of mitigating factors. I do understand the sentimental value of the facility and its historical use. I understand that it's been a part of everybody's lives for a long time, but we have to really evaluate what's in the best interest long-term for obviously a new city footprint. And we have some money in the 2008 bond election, and this was already mentioned, but you know, we have the ability to expand some projects and to use future meeting space and other projects to help compensate for the loss of space in this area. And it would be a much more fiscally prudent way to use the taxpayer dollars than to remediate this particular facility. I heard you discuss with Mayor Berry, you know, the difference between the right of first refusal and the right of sale. I won't go into all of that.
Yeah.
So I believe that the land or the facility or whoever the future owner is, that it'll be put to good use, and the city will be able to make up for the lost meeting space and our other projects. I actually asked city staff, and they did put together a list of all of the public facilities that are available for use, and there's quite a few. And I think people forget that at a few of our fire stations, we have open public meeting rooms. We have other public facilities that are open as well. And so we actually put together a PDF that's available on the College Station website of all the publicly owned facilities in College Station that are available for use, and of course all the privately owned facilities. We certainly have to remind people there's a lot of companies out there that have private facilities available for use, and so both of those PDFs are available. They're also, I repurposed my campaign website, votebenham.com. I repurposed it just for me to put my own messaging out, and I'll be posting both of those PDFs online.
Great.
So if people have a question about where they can meet, they can see both the public and private facilities available for use. But as you know, our job on city council is to be good stewards of the taxpayer dollars. And when we have two projects coming up or we can build meeting space into, we've got to take a really hard look at the facility that costs so much to fix.
And certainly.
And so anyway, again, it was originally the school's property. There is a chance that it could revert back to being school property, but that's certainly not decided yet.
A lot of folks who are somewhat new to town have learned since our chat with Mayor Berry that the old Cafe XL used to be a city hall, and now last night it looks like y'all have sealed the deal for yet another complex over there that'll be of some size and some density. What are your thoughts there?
Well, the market demands right now are for certainly high density of residential multifamily. You look at all of the developments, and of course, I heard you talk about this before. Northgate's going to be completely a different look and feel in 5 years because of the number of developments like this. I'm excited about it on many levels. Number one, I'm excited that the city is divesting itself of being a property owner when it doesn't need that property for utility or for the core services the city has to offer. So I'm excited that we were able to cut a deal that's good for the taxpayers, that's good for the city budget, and that again, good in the future because they're going to be paying property taxes. The other thing is certainly, again, there's sentimental value around that building being the original city hall. And a lot of our discussion last night revolved around the use of some of the building materials in the new Cafe XL that would be built, and then a historical marker that would be placed there to remind people that it used to be a city hall. And so that's important, but it's more important that we're good stewards of the public dollar. And this is going to be a great development, and it's going to really allow for us to house more more students there that are really close to the university. You have to consider the impact of this, especially considering the signals A&M is sending on adding more students. If we add more students and we don't have the appropriate number amount of housing for them close to campus, they're going to come in and rent houses in our residential single-family neighborhoods. They're gonna spill out in the city, and of course that their cars when they drive to school are gonna consume space on our roads. And so having thousands of new units within walking distance of campus, of course, encourages bicycling and walking, which we all know is a good thing. And it's also gonna keep those cars off of our roads from driving to school. They can walk to school,
mm-hmm.
And so it's a higher and better use of that land, which is always good. It's going to increase the taxpayer rolls for the city. It returns the dollars that were spent on that land back to the city. And we're gonna work hard with these guys to make sure that we preserve some architectural elements and, of course, commemorate the fact that this was the site of our first city hall.
I try to take the longer view here so people can get a sense of that perspective. Before you were on council, there was much discussion about where the Scott and White Hospital is now as to what was going to happen there. And traffic surveys and impact studies seem to be very important. And while I'm really excited that they're going to develop something else at Northgate, I didn't hear one member of council ask anything about a traffic impact study before you sold that piece of land that is going to increase density tremendously, and you're going to have to make feeder streets. I mean, yeah, you got Welborn Road on one side, you got University on the other, but those kids are going to walk to class, but, you know, then they're going to want to go someplace. And those are little streets.
Yeah, you know, we actually did talk about traffic.
Okay, and I don't know that.
It wasn't on that issue, but it was in Northgate. You know, we had two things that we did last night with Northgate. The other item was the right-of-way grant back and the utility easement for the university-owned property behind what is Hurricane Harry's.
Right, that area. Right.
And so what the university is doing is building more high-density multifamily in what is now a parking lot for their construction projects. And so we had a lengthy discussion there about traffic impact analysis and the impact on traffic and the small roads and parking in those neighborhoods, because we still do have single-family residences there that are used as single-family residences.
Certainly.
Directly adjacent, and we have to be concerned about them and their quality of life, and we have to be concerned about parking and traffic on the road. So the reason you didn't hear about it in the Cafe Excel and First Street discussion is because we spent about 20 minutes talking about it on the other Northgate issue last night. There is, I want to say it was unanimous consent, but I can't remember exactly. There was a overwhelming consent on council that we have to take a hard look at traffic and the impacts of all these developments, because it's really a much more complicated matter to model out the traffic flow when you have five developments or four developments going in simultaneously.
Right, right.
A lot of these traffic models are based around one development and its people impacting that area. Well, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 developments simultaneously occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is, it's definitely on the radar, and we definitely discussed it, and we share your concern.
Yeah. Finally, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about something that I don't want to say pushback. You certainly, though, got some probably negative response. You facilitated having a guy come in to talk about GigU, which is high-speed internet. And, again, that's right in your wheelhouse. You really like this a lot. So give me, if you can tell me in a minute what the GigU proposal is, and then let's talk a little pros and cons.
Yeah, so GigU is an organization of cities that have banded together to develop a plan for private investment in next generation high speed networks. Each member organization pays $20,000 to be a member one time. It's not a consulting firm. They're not a consulting contract. And I really want the conversation to center around College Station's next generation network and Brian and the county's next generation network, not necessarily on the GigU membership. What the GigU membership gets you is all the intellectual property they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to develop. And so you're basically cost sharing with a one-time contribution to this organization.
They're not the only one of their kind?
They're the only one that I've seen that's focused on university communities. Certainly, there's lots of independent organizations that are focused on next-generation networks. But when I was looking around at these different places, this was the only one that was specifically focused on a town like Bryan College Station. And so, you know, the GigU membership, again, people ask how much it's going to cost and what the it's $20,000. We can share it. The good news is Texas A&M has indicated they're interested in joining in with us on that membership, and I'm meeting.
They don't have what they need already?
Well, they do. The actual university does.
Then why would they want to spend any
more
money?
What about all their professors and faculty and staff that work from home and do research from home? And that's what they're concerned about. Because all their faculty, professors, and staff, they don't live in publicly owned houses, right? They have private homes and private neighborhoods, and they also own businesses that conduct research affiliated with the university, and they have immense issues getting internet. You have to understand that the high-speed bandwidth issue really comes down, because I definitely got some questions. James, why do we need speeds 20 times faster than we currently have? A lot of people in their homes are really accessing Netflix and Hulu Plus, and they're fine. The whole high-speed bandwidth argument has to do with five things: the size of the data pipe, the speed of the data pipe, the quality of the data pipe, the cost of the data pipe, and the availability. So that your five variables are your size, speed, cost, quality, and availability. Mm-hmm. You can really relate it to water service at some level.
Okay.
You have to have enough water, right, at a high enough pressure, going through the pipes that don't leak, offered at an affordable price per gallon, and that water has to be available for home and businesses that need it. Without water, you can't have a business or a house. And we've got to really look at bandwidth in a similar frame as we look at electricity and water.
Okay, but what's my water main going to cost me?
Exactly. And that's why the exciting thing about the GigU effort and why I'm interested participating in that particular organization is they're interested in private investment, not public dollars. Remember, we're prohibited in the state of Texas from actually spending public dollars to provide telecommunication services. We can't do it. And so that's not even on the table. What we're talking about here is private investment, incentivizing private investment in the area and attracting them to the area. And not just College Station, but Bryan, College Station, the county, the COG met yesterday, our Council of Governments, that's a seven-county area, met yesterday, and they were talking about all the issues they're having getting high-speed, or even remotely high-speed bandwidth out to the seven-county area. And there's a subgroup of GigU called AirU that's specifically formed to serve rural communities around a university using ultra high speed wireless networks because it's not really cost effective to run fiber 20 or 30 miles, but you can do it with wireless. And so we have to really view this as critical infrastructure. And most of the questions that I got or saw were about the GigU membership. And when you consider how many entities we'll probably have joining in with us, each entity will spend between $5,000 and $10,000 one time, and we'll receive the intellectual property. So that's really not what I want people to focus on. What we need to focus on is that we need to treat bandwidth as critically as we do electrical service for businesses and even for houses. I've gotten an outpouring of support from the development community, the business owners, professors, and researchers. We have a huge contingent of people that live in this town that telecommute to Austin and Houston. They'll drive there 3 days a week, and they'll telecommute 2 days a week, and they have to have ultra-high-speed bandwidth to do their job.
What would you say to that person who feels uncomfortable about a publicly elected official toting this water?
Well, I'd say if not a publicly elected official, then who? I mean, who's going to rally the troops and get this done? I mean, our private providers have made it very clear that their investment is nearing completion. Verizon came out and made it very clear they weren't going to extend Fios anymore. We were kind of holding out hope that Fios, which is Verizon's fiber offering, would come to College Station, and they'd mentioned it a few times, and they made it very clear that they're done expanding that offering. And so when your private market options are at an end, then you have to do something. Now, again, I'm a conservative, a fiscal conservative, so I don't believe in the government actually coming in and providing the service themselves. I want a private company to come do it. But I think that someone's got to step up, and we've got to lead on this issue. And the sheer volume of support I've gotten has been staggering. And so the objective here is to bring some people together, get this done, let a private company operate it, and provide the citizens with more choices. Now, look, the incumbent providers are going to be invited to participate in this process. If they want to bid on it, they want to participate, they are welcome to. We encourage that. We hope they will. But if we want to compete, because North Carolina, which is an area we commonly compete against on economic development, They're forming the North Carolina Next Gen Network.
Yeah, they closed the deal Tuesday.
Correct.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, Chicago, they're doing this. The cities we compete against for companies and employment and research dollars, they're doing this. It's happening. And so either we accept our own limitations in telecommunication, or we step up as a community and decide that we're going to do something about it. And unfortunately, I haven't seen it happen yet. And I said, you know, if there's something I want to get done in my term on city council, it's I want to make a real difference in what's going to happen in this area. And this is an area that we can really make a huge impact, not only on the services available to our businesses and the infrastructure available to our community, but the services available to our residents and our researchers and our faculty and our staff. This impacts everybody in the community in a huge, huge way.
James Benham, he's Place 6 City Council. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you for yours.
You bet. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What's next for Carnival? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursillo. A Carnival spokesman says there will be a detailed investigation of the engine room fire aboard the Triumph that left 4,000 people in squalor conditions while floating powerless in the Gulf of Mexico for days. Carnival says it complies with all UN safety and beyond. It will also give each passenger a full refund and discounts on future cruises, plus $500 compensation. Burger King King's fourth quarter net income nearly doubled thanks in part to lower expenses and strengthening results in the U.S. and Canada. Its adjusted earnings and revenue topped Wall Street's expectations. The hamburger chain earned $48.6 million for the 3 months ending December. Kraft Foods expects fourth quarter adjusted earnings above analysts' current estimates, but it foresees lower revenue than a year ago. They also say it's going to raise its 2013 earnings forecast. Stock futures are mixed, continuing a trend this week of volume and tight trading bands. The Dow Jones Industrials are down 5 points, and NASDAQ up 2, the S&P up a fraction. Jen Ursillo, Dow Jones Money Report.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM's Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the second time in less than 3 years, there's an airline merger affecting Easterwood Airport. Director of Aviation John Happ hopes the American Airlines merger with U.S. Airways will be as seamless as United's buyout of Continental.
The only thing that we really noticed was the paint schemes on the airplanes. The workforce was pretty much the same. And presently here, American handles all of the ticketing for both airlines, and so I assume that would just continue the same way it is now.
Happ also welcomed the new local manager of American Eagle, Chris Sheffield, who has prior experience at the airport. The first rate increase in a couple of years at the Bryan Parks and Recreation Department includes charging for-profit uses of parks and tennis courts. Director Daryl Lovellett says that includes those running boot camps.
We thought, well, if we put a nominal fee in, hopefully these groups will register with us so they have permission, and yet they're also helping offset any additional maintenance cost that might incur to us.
Another new provision allows the city manager to negotiate long-term agreements.
Take the Palace Theater as an example. Want to rent it for multiple uses or maybe for a week long because they want to put a play in. Well, if you look at daily rates, it becomes cost prohibited. And we had nothing in our ordinance that allowed us to negotiate. So this allows that to happen.
You can see the new rates on our website at WTAW.com. The rates were approved by the Bryan City Council at this week's meeting with no questions or comments. And as the population of College Station approaches 100,000, the City Council is talking about getting a salary.
At the end of last night's meeting, Councilman Carl Mooney received support to talk about their responsibilities once the city's population reaches six digits, which is expected in the next couple of years. That includes the possibility of asking voters in 2 years whether to pay at least the mayor.
And it gives us adequate time to really investigate the issue, and if we have to create another charter committee, to do so.
Mooney pointed out the current mayor's schedule.
I've seen our mayor's diligence in attending events over and over and over again. It seems she's up before 10 o'clock, which, as we all know, is not her preference.
I have been up before 6.
And yes, you have.
Every day this week.
Oh, very good.
Mayor Nancy Berry says they cannot ask voters for 2 years because they had a city charter election last November. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Complaints last night about door-to-door solicitation in the Foxfire subdivision of College Station resulted in the arrest of an Ohio man. 25-year-old Stephen Winder, who claimed to be selling cleaning supplies, was arrested after officers found that he had an outstanding warrant for escape from Cuyahoga County, Ohio. The city of College Station requires a permit for door-to-door solicitation, which includes distributing handbills along with any sales. But complaints from at least one homeowners association resulted in Councilwoman Julie Schultz receiving a letter.
I think we all got the letter from the Homeowners Association in Pebble Creek regarding the door-to-door sales folks. I don't know what the legalities are to it. I just know that it's a concern with a lot of people.
At last night's council meeting, city staff said they would send an email explaining the local rules. And nominations for the 20th Newman 10 Business Performance Awards are now being accepted. Newman Printing's Lois Newman, whose family has been involved since the award's inception in 1994, says the positive performance of local businesses has been consistent, and that's what makes these awards meaningful.
We've been in business 63 years. The largest amount of bad debt our company has ever experienced is 1%. So not only do small businesses flourish and contribute to the economy, they also pay the bills, and I'm grateful for that. There's no better place in the world to be in business than Bryan College Station.
19 businesses, one from each past year, were honored with a mention, and Reba Ragsdale thanked them in closing.
What a great day, and we couldn't have had a better character list to be on the program, so please help me thank everybody.
The deadline to nominate a business is March 14th. You can get to the online nomination forms by going to our website, WTAW.com. And while Texas lawmakers continue to be asked for more money to be spent on public education, State Representative John Rainey of Bryan wants administrators and teachers to tell him where to stop spending.
I think that one of the things that I'm in favor of, and I hope that the school superintendents from all over the state will tell their representatives those programs that are ineffective, those programs that cost them money and are ineffective, and that we need to take a look at those and make sure they're removed from the requirements of our school. If they're not effective and they're costing us money, we're just throwing money down the rat hole. I don't like that, and I don't know what they are. The school superintendents are going to have to let us know,
and the
school teachers are going to have to let us know.
Rainey says the House Appropriations Subcommittee has started studying how much, if any, money in the Rainy Day Fund should go towards restoring cuts made to public education 2 years ago. WTAW News Time is 8:44. It's 52 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin and Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So, hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned. we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Let's see what we're looking for. Techies, nerds, geeks,
dorks, dweebs, goobers, goofballs,
misfits, bookworms,
brains,
screwballs,
poindexters.
Good one. How about gurus?
Ooh, nice. But check this out. Turkeys, twerps, and twits.
At AggielandHelpWanted.com, we have dozens, maybe even hundreds of technical job openings for qualified local job seekers listed on our website.
Know-it-alls.
Long-hairs.
Lab rats.
I've been called an oddball.
And me, a rocket scientist.
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Long name.
Amazing results.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I wish Councilman Benham were a little enthused about that big U thing.
Yeah, thank you.
It seems to be so low key about it all. But anyway, it's interesting stuff, and it is the future. Ben Downs is here this morning. He's the general manager for the time being here at the radio station.
The current general manager.
Yeah, current general manager. It could always change.
Yes.
Chamber
of Commerce chairman for life, but interim manager.
That's true.
Can you give me just a second?
Yeah.
A man who on every occasion has given the best that he has.
Wow. Save that.
A man who needs no introduction. Yeah. A man who is known far and wide for his after-dinner talk.
But, I mean, he does need an introduction. It just needs to be recut.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You know, and I put one of the all-time great, lines.
You did. Know, I happened to hear it this morning.
And nobody quoted it. No, I didn't check the TV station. Well, I know that Bill Oliver
yeah.
didn't use it in the story.
Talking about the Yellow Jackets?
I wrote that story, and when Bill said, or who are you going to write about? And I said, well, Ben Downs will be one of them. He said, no, don't use Ben Downs.
Well.
And I might point out that it is Mr. Oliver's tardy arrival at the Better Business Bureau Boss of the Year that cost me the award as well.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know.
Yes,
that.
I lost by one vote, you may recall.
Oh, and yes,
Bill,
I do remember
Bill
that.
Bill and his wife showed up about 2 minutes after they had taken the box away with their ballots in hand.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, this Oliver fellow you say.
Who is that guy? And
just exactly what is he planning on doing? No,
He's my mini boss.
Yeah. And the your direct supervisor, I think, is what we actually prefer to use.
Mini boss sounds good, though.
See, I like that.
Yeah. When I tell stories outside of work, Bill is the mini boss and Ben is the big boss.
Oh, wonderful. You know, what was so cool, though, is there was a little cluster of people around Kat yesterday, and she was struggling to make conversation. She was doing a good job, though. She was doing a great job.
Thanks. I read everything off a script here. People don't realize I'm actually inept when I'm in public.
This is what I thought Ben was talking about.
First of all, I'd like to thank these little yellow wasps for providing entertainment today.
That is true.
Yeah.
You know, every time you have one of those meetings, you always have that get-to-know-each-other thing. I think you should just turn some wasps loose inside the mixer. Everybody gets to do this to everybody else's hair. Yeah.
See, what you didn't talk about was the opportunity to hit other people without a wasp actually being there and saying, oh, yeah, sorry, there was a wasp.
I had a conundrum that occurred, though, yesterday.
Yeah?
There was a young lady in jeans who was standing in front of me, and a wasp landed on her backside.
Oh, wow.
What do you do?
Really?
Had I simply done as I would have done with other people my age, boy, that shut Cat up quick, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
So
I wasn't wearing jeans. It wasn't me.
I know. And had I just reached over and whapped the wasp like I'd been doing everybody else, I could have been arrested or something, probably.
Yeah.
And I hadn't even spoken yet. So that was all going to be really bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, fortunately, there was a lady standing next to me, and she reached over to scare the wasp off of her backside before.
That was very nice of you.
They weren't aggressive. They were happy little wasps, but they wanted to...
Cooler weather, yes.
They wanted to sit on your head and sit on your backside. And
if the weather had been warmer, they'd have been not. So what was your line?
I had one that actually landed in what's left of my hair.
Oh, really?
And it was all over the lady's hair. I mean, Kathy Gregory had two in her hair.
Really?
Yeah, it was, the first warm and beautiful day since they'd all taken a nap and they were lethargic and they wanted the cupcakes.
They were sampling the muffins.
Where they were.
They were all over the blueberry muffin plate.
They were scared by the glare. But they did find something.
Yeah, they did find something. No, I said, I spoke these words. I said the Newman 10 Awards are not a participation ribbon. They are awarded for hard work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, surely, you know, I even punched it up a little bit there, you know, so that, you know, I made it TV bait is what I did. I punched it up a little. I thought, okay, this will sell. They're going to pull this out. And, you know, Reba forgot to take her sunglasses off. So yeah. I knew she wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
So she wasn't going to be on TV, you know, because nobody on, you know, with sunglasses in a news story is on, unless it's some guy from the DPS.
Yeah.
So I said, okay.
Or an athlete.
Yes. I said, wow. So there we go. I said, so Reba won't be on TV. So I'm going to have my moment of glory. Then I can probably take her place with this line right here.
Man.
And it didn't work.
I am digging for this thing.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm just digging for it.
My whole speech was a minute and a half, 2 minutes long. It can't be that hard to find. But anyway, it was 2 minutes of glory. I did what I could.
Minute and 48.
I tried to save as many people from little yellow wasps. What do you call those? See, I call them yellow jackets.
Yeah, yellow jackets. That's what they are. That's what you call them because that's what they are.
The ones that live in the ground are what?
Ground wasps.
They're mud daubers.
No, they're not mud daubers.
No, mud daubers are brown.
And they don't sting. They sting, but they're not at all aggressive. You can shake one up in your hand and throw it.
It's a ground wasp.
I don't know that these lived in the ground, but there are two different kinds. There are these large ones that I always called, yellow jackets. Right. And then the others that, you know, there's some things you just, I don't know.
Don't we have a bug dude who could tell us?
I know that yellow jackets are technically, we do call those stripy wasps yellow jackets, but technically.
But they're not, are they?
No, the real yellow jackets look like bumblebees, but they're sort of look like bumblebees, but they're real mean, and they do live in the ground like hornets do.
Mm. Hornets don't live in the ground. They live in a nest.
No.
Live in the ground.
No, you're thinking of something else.
I'm thinking of a bug the size of my thumb that I killed with a copy of Madame Bovary.
Would you help me? Do you know what you're talking about? Because we don't.
I hope so. The one we've always called a yellow jacket is actually the banded wasp.
Okay.
And the ones that are officially yellow jackets, that's those little rascals that live in the ground that will eat you up.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Okay,
Wait. Stay. Okay. Don't go away.
Okay. You know that one that Kat's talking about, that's the size of your little finger that lives in the grass, a cicada killer? Is that the real name of it, or does it have a different name?
Oh, that was too many years ago. I can't remember.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Thank you. All right, okay. Thanks.
Because, see, I didn't want to call it a yellow jacket because I didn't want to blow my chance of making an incorrect statement on what I was certain was going to be a major TV appearance for me yesterday. I don't know how long I can maintain this, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking the next time you do a presentation at NAB, if you got a flip chart, you know, you could ask, does anybody know what this is?
I'm speaking to a Leadership Brazos class. I'm going to have pictures of the people who are doing our Shop Locally campaign.
Well, see, so there may be like there
put
may
little
be
a wasps on their wasp identification, but that giant, huge thing you're talking about, Kat, doesn't sting people.
She went away.
Oh. That giant, huge thing that Kat was talking about that's yellow and looks like a hornet to end all hornets.
Right. It doesn't sting people.
It goes after cicadas.
Okay.
It doesn't,
there you go.
Interesting.
Right. Neil Sperry told me that. I hope he's right.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Many of you have noticed the recent construction on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Well, that's the new location of W.E. Gibson Insurance. Our agency has experienced tremendous growth, so we have moved to this new location in order to enhance our ability to better serve our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. So remember, we are no longer in the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie. We are now just down the street at the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see W.E. Gibson Insurance at our new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Or visit our website at wegibson.com. We are a trusted choice independent insurance agency representing over 45 insurance companies, and we have been serving the insurance needs of the Brazos Valley for over 130 years. If you can't come by our new offices, then give us a call at 694-1555.
Going back to the MyVac and saying, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Com. And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite. After 5 weeks, she was starting to clear up. And then one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's clear. She's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
News Talk 1620 WTLE. All right, if you stayed through the bug talk, if you stayed through the high-speed internet talk, and you stayed through the bug talk, I have a pair of tickets for the first person who gets through for pancakes tomorrow. Okay, 695-1620. Just something simple like...
So now we're bribing for endurance?
No, because there could have been people who have just...
If you lasted through this, yeah. We'll pay you to listen.
Who just tuned in, then I want to go ahead, because I've got a pair of tickets left.
Oh, okay. So
they've been doing this for 61 years. That's
Pancake
a long
feed?
Time. Yeah, yeah.
I've given them away since I've been here.
Yeah, the Kiwanis Pancake Day. All right, so here we go. It's the last surviving listener right here. Hey there, who's this?
Cody Allen.
I got a pair of tickets for the Pancake Day tomorrow at the Brazos Center, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Come on, pick him up.
Cody's our Iron Man listener.
He is. Okay. Cody Allen? Got that.
Coach Blair says hi, by the way.
Oh, is he here?
He stuck his nose in. I thought maybe you overheard it there for a minute.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Well, I'm glad. They got a big ball game. He's in there. He's trying to pump the crowd up.
You're
right?
Friends with Coach Blair?
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
He's here. You can go shake hands with him
I'll
in just
have to
a minute.
Go meet him. Glad I wore my Zone T-shirt today.
Yeah, he did one of the coolest things for my daughter when she was born. She has a scholarship if he's still there coaching.
Oh, very good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, be sure and mention Louie to Coach Blair. That really gets him excited. Yeah.
I like Louie.
Don't say that to Coach Blair.
Okay.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg proposing a ban now on styrofoam.
Yeah, but you can smoke dope.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The substance, which is commonly used, and it's not styrofoam. It's polystyrene is
Ooh,
what it really is.
Get it right.
Styrofoam is the generic name that that's the Kleenex of it. He says it should go the way of lead-based paint, which the city banned in residential use in 1960, and an estimated 20,000 tons of styrofoam enter the city's waste stream each year, and it can add an estimated $20 per ton to the cost of recycling.
So if you get an Amazon package with packing peanuts, you're breaking the
law. Yes,
wall.
You are. Right. And see, and that's the other thing, right? Do you have to go fess up? You have to go turn it in? Is it like when they do the gun amnesty thing? They're going to have a styro amnesty day?
Do you get meal tickets?
I don't know what they'll give you for it. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland, and you want to be just like them.
You get a paper cup.
Yeah, the issue, really. It's paper, and continue to use it. It's paper. Oh,